Today's daf's also being learned Le'iloi Nishmas, Reb Ruven ben Ramosha, that's Reb Ruven Margolis. Tonight is his 50th yahrzeit. And, you know, Baruch Hashem, we've had the schus in our chabura to learn a lot of the Torah of Reb Ruven Margolis. And just one hergish, the Gemara says in Masech the Sanhedrin, daf tzadik gimel amid beis, on the well-known pasuk, v'nasati lohem beveisi uvechoy moisai yod v'shem, toiv mibonim umibonois, shem oiloim etengloi ashaloi kores. So the Novi Yeshaya is describing something that's toiv mibonim umibonois. It's better than children. Shem oiloim etengloi ashaloi kores. And the Gemara says, Amrap tanchum, dorash bar kaporo bitzipori. What's shem oiloim etengloi ashaloi kores, which is toiv mibonim umibonois, says Sefer Daniel. It's referring to Sefer Daniel, shenikra al shemoi. Daniel was zoicha that he had a sefer, one of the Sifrei Tanakh named after him. And Daniel merited Shem Oilam Etenloi. He had a Shem Oilam Asheloi Kores, which is Toiv Mibonem Umibonois. Reb Ruven Margolis wasn't Zoicha to have children, but he was Zoicha to write countless Svarim, many of which were Zoicha to be printed, many of which were not, but he was a Goyen Oilam on a different level, and even though he didn't merit Bonem Ubonois, but he was Zoicha to a Shem Oilam Etenloi Asheloi Kores, he Sifsois of Doivavais Bekever, and the Schos of Reb Ruven Ben Ramosha, it should be a Schos for the whole Chabura, and we should be Zoicha to continue to learn his Torah. Just to end on a lighter note, and that is, today's daf was all about a machloikis amayron. A machloikis, whether kaiseves hagasa is larger than a beitza or it's smaller than a beitza. Now, who are the amayron that debated this point? Amar Rabba, Amar Rav Yehuda, and Amar Rav Zvid. Now, the truth is, if you look in the Gemara, the Fayin Tesam and Aleph, it doesn't say Amar Rabba, Amar Rav Yehuda. It says Amar Rava, Amar Rav Yehuda. The Maseres Hashas changes the gersa and says it's not Amar Rava, but rather it's Amar Rabba. Rabbi Yaakov Emden, in his Agois, right here on the Gemara, says that it's Poshet, that the Girsa was Amar Rabba, and it wasn't Amar Rabba. And the reason is, because it's a Mefurish Gemara, and Mesechta's condition daf Ayin Beis on the days that Rabba never saw Rabbi Yehuda. If Rabba never saw Rabbi Yehuda, there's no way the Girsa is Amar Rabba, Amar Rabbi Yehuda. It must be someone that was older than Rabba, that saw Rabbi Yehuda, and that was Rabba. Rabba saw Rabbi Yehuda. So what's this Gemara? The Gemara says, Amamar, Kishemes Rabbi Akiva Noilad Rabbi. Rabbi Akiva passed away, Rabbi was born. Kishemes Rabbi Noilad Rabbi Yehuda. When Rabbi passed away, Rabbi Yehuda, the Amora, was born. Kishemes Rabbi Yehuda, when Rabbi Yehuda passed away, Noilad Rava, Rava was born. Kishemes Rava, Noilad Rav Ashi, Lelamedcha She'ein Tzadik Nifta Min Ha'olam, Ad She'nifra Tzadik Ha'moisoi. She'nemar V'zorach HaShemesh Uva HaShemesh, Ad She'loikovsa Shimshoi Shal Eli, Zorcha Shimshoi Shal Shmuel HaRamasi. So there's an idea that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, before he takes a Tzadik away from the world, he makes sure that there's a Tzadik that's waiting to step into his shoes. And the Gemara gives a Cheshmi. Kishemes Rabbi Akiva Noilad Rabbi. Kishemes Rabbi Noilad Rabbi Yehuda. Kishemes Rabbi Yehuda Noilad Rava. Kishemes Rava Noilad. And it really comes from Kishemes Eli Nolda Shmuel HaRamasi. But the point is, Kishemes Rav Yehuda Noilad Rava. Rava was born when Rav Yehuda passed away. It sounds like it happened on the same day. So that's the case. It can't be Omar Rava, Omar Rav Yehuda. Because Rava never saw Rav Yehuda. Rava was literally born the day of the Petira of Rav Yehuda. So must be, says Rav Yaakov Emden, that the Girsa is not Omar Rava, Omar Rav Yehuda, but rather it's Omar Rava, Omar Rav Yehuda. But the truth is, Rabbi Yaakov Emden's Hagah is not so Pasha. There's a Gemara in Mesechtes Pesachim Daf Kuf Yud Zayin Amud Beis. This was raid that was left on the table during Arve Pesachim. So the Gemara over there says, Omar Rava, Rava said, Ashkachtino Lesabi De Pumpadiso, the Yasvi V'Kaamri. He says, I met the Sabi De Pumpadiso, and they were talking about the Nusach of how you make Kiddush, and how you make Abdullah, very Geshmati Gemara. But it began, Omar Rava, Rava said, Ashkachtino, I met the Sabi de Pumpadisa. So who exactly were the Sabi de Pumpadisa? So it's the Gemara Masech de Sanhedrin, Daf Yud Zayin Amud Beis. The Gemara says, Sabi de Pumpadisa were Rav Yehuda and Rav Eina. Two Amayra. Rav Yehuda lived in Pumpadisa and Rav Eino lived in Pumpadisa. And whenever the Gemara says Sabi the Pumpadisa, it means Rav Yehuda and Rav Eino. So the Maloi HaRoyim on this Gemara, in the back of the Gemara, Kuf Yud Zayin Amadeis and Perek Gavri Psochen says, Omar Rava Ashkachtino Lesabi the Pumpadisa. He says, how's it possible? How could Rava have met Sabi the Pumpadisa? The Gemara says, who's Sabi the Pumpadisa? It's Rav Yehuda and Rav Eino. The Gemara says in Kiddushin, that Kishameis, Rav Yehuda, Noilad Rava. So there's no way Rava ever saw Rav Yehuda. So if he never saw Rav Yehuda, so what does he mean? Then Omar Rava Ashkachtino Lesabi the Pumpadisa. So says the Maloi HaRoyim that you have to say a Chiddush, and he says he thinks it's Pashat. And that is, when the Gemara says in Masechtas Kedushin, Kishameis Rabbi Akiva Noilad Rebbe, Kishameis Rebbe Noilad Rav Yehuda, Kishameis Rav Yehuda Noilad Rav, Kishameis Rav Noilad Rav Ashi, it doesn't mean literally. It doesn't mean literally. But what it means is, Noilad, in terms of, he came to life. And Noilad, in terms of, he had a later, from the standpoint, that he became great. And he was Oilo L'Gedula. And that's what it means. So Rabbi Akiva, as long as he was alive, Rabbi Akiva was the God of the Adar. Kishameis Rabbi Akiva Noilad Rebbe. Rebbe was Oyla L'Gedula. And because he was Oyla L'Gedula, he was literally a Panim Chadashis Ba'okam. All of a sudden, all the Shailas are coming to him. All of a sudden, he is now the leader in Klal Yisrael. So Kishameis Rabbi Akiva Noilad Rebbe. The same was true Kishameis Rabbi Noilad Rabbi Yehuda. Kishameis Rabbi Yehuda Noilad Rava. And Kishameis Rav Noilad Rav Ash. So did Rav meet Rabbi Yehuda? Maybe he met. Maybe he did meet him. What does it mean? Kishameis Rabbi Yehuda Noilad Rava. It means that when Rabbi Yehuda was Nifter, Rava was Oyla L'Gedula. And from the standpoint that it was Oyla L'Gedula, we're using the word not literally, but figuratively, he was Noila. Says the Maloi HaRoyim, the Rambam in his Akdama to the Yad Chazak, when he goes through the Shalshelas HaTorah, Moshe Kibbel Torah, Messina Misar Yeshua, so he says that Rav Ashi was Mekabel Torah from Rava. And everyone is Matmiya. How could you say Rav Ashi was Mekabel Torah from Rava? It says, Kinshameis Rava, Noilad Rav Ashi. They never saw each other. Says the Maloi HaRoyim, it's Pashi, that's what I'm saying, because the word doesn't mean literally, Kinshameis Rava, that day, Noilad Rav Ashi, it means Kishameis Rebbe, Noilad Rav Ashi. And he says, by the way, what's the Makar? The Zorach HaShemesh Uva HaShemesh. Actually, Kofsa Shimshoi Shaleili, Zorach HaShimshoi Shoshmul HaRamasi. He says, Shmul HaRamasi wasn't born on the day that Eli was Nifta. We know that. King Gemara with Eli and Shmul, and he was Meir Alocha Bifnei Rabbi. So of course that's not the case. So what does it mean, Kishameis? Actually, it means that he became great, because as long as there was Eli, there was Eli. So now it was Uba HaShemesh, so there was a Vazarach HaShemesh. It was in the same sense that Kishameis Rav Yehuda Noilad Rava, and Kishameis Rav Noilad Rav Ashi, it was more Derech Vazarach HaShemesh, Uba HaShemesh. That's what the Maloi HaRoyim says. That's the case, it's bullshit. That you could have Omar Rav Yehuda. Rav Yaakov Emden said, the Girsa can't be Omar Rav Yehuda, because I am Kedush and Dafayim Beis on the base. But it's a Mefurish Maloi HaRoyim, who is Medayir. From the Gemara Pesach and Kuf Yud Zayin Amud Beis, where Rava said Ashkach Tiro Lesabi the Pumpadisa, so unless you're going to change the Girsa too, Rebbe Akiva doesn't say anything in that Gemara. So you see that Rava saw Rav Yehuda. The Teretz is, it's the way he explained. I saw that Rav Ruvi Margolis in a Sefer Margolis Hayam, and this is the Masechta Sanhedrin, Daf Yudal Raman Aleph. The Gemara says, Omer Rav Elazar, Ein Adam Oyle L'Gnula, Elim Kein Moichlin Loy Al Kol Avinoisov. So he says, Ein Adam Oyle L'Gnula, Elim Kein Moichlin Loy Al Kol Avinoisov. Incidentally, the Welt says that when the city of Prague approached the Noid of Yehuda to take on the Rabbanis, so to do it, there were many years, there were decades, that there was no Rav in Prague. After Rav David Oppenheim passed away, so there was a large gap where Prague, which was an Ir V'Ein B'Yisrael, didn't have a Rav. And at some point, the Noid of Yehuda was really being pushed into taking the Shteler, and he didn't want to take it. Lamaisi ended up taking it. So they asked him, like, what was the back and forth? First, he didn't want to take it. Then you came around, you decided you're going to take it. So he said he didn't want to take it for the obvious reasons. But then he remembered Chazal say, Ein Adam Oilu L'Gedula Elam Kei Moichlan Loy Al-Kol Avinoisav. And he said he's going to do it Pasha for the Mechilas Avinus. And that's why he was willing to take it. So Rav Ruvi Margolis brings from a Tshuvas HaGa'onim. He brings it from a Tshuvas Rav HaGa'onim and a few different Mekoiris in the Ga'onim that said, on this Gemara, Ein Adam Oilu L'Gedula Elam Kei Moichlan Loy Al-Kol Avinoisav. That there's a remez from a pasuk in Parshas Kedoshim. It says, "Mipnei seva takum, v'adarto pnei zaken, v'yoreso me'alikecho ani Hashem." The next pasuk, "V'chiyagur itchager ba'artzachem loisainu oisai." So, "Mipnei seva takum, v'adarto pnei zaken." That's talking about a big rabbi. "Mipnei seva takum, v'adarto pnei zaken." Zaken is eshakana chachma. This is a Talmud chacham. The next pasuk, "V'chiyagur itchager ba'artzachem."
So this comes from the Ge'onim. The Ge'onim said, what's the smichos? What's the connection between these two ideas? That a ger is a ger shenis gayer kikotin shenoy lodami. So mipnei seva takum v'adarta pnei zakin, that when a person is oylo l'gdulo, he has a stellar on this level, he's zoicha tavikiyog itcha ger ba'artzachem, he becomes a ger shenis gayer kikotin shenoy lodami, and as a result, ein adam oylo l'gdulo elen kei moichle le'akol avinois, of its mechilas avoinis. And the gather of the mechilas avoinis is because he's a new person. He's a panim chadashness. He's literally a gershenes gayer. That's kikon shenoy l'dami. And because of that, so he brings does Rav Reuven Margolis in this piece. This maloy harayim. It's a Margolis sayam. Maseches Sanhedrin. Yudalad Amar Aleph. So he brings the maloy harayim and he says that's the pshat that the maloy harayim said. That's kishemais Rav Yehuda noilad rava. What was the lashon of noilad rava? So he said he's using the word figuratively. But it's no, it's mamish this vart. It's this tshuvas ha-goinim. It's v'chiyogur itchoger. This is an idea of kershen eskayr kagotin shenoy l'dami. Just to digress for one second, that is that yesterday's daf, on daf ayin chesam and alef, the Gemara mentioned a tano, maybe it's an amoyro, Yehuda bar Groigris. So who is Yehuda bar Groigris, right? We went through it very, very quickly, like we did everything in yesterday's daf. But who exactly was Yehuda bar Groigris? Now, Groigris is a fig, not to be confused with a kaisevis, which is a date. So we spoke earlier from Rav Reuven Margolis in the Masechet about the bean. But this is the fig, right? So who is the fig? Who is Yehuda bar Groigris? I saw Rav Reuven Margolis, you know he's going to be on this. So Rav Reuven Margolis, and it's in the Sefer Netzayt Seyar, and he sends you to a Sefer L'cheker Shemes V'kinuyim. So he says that he thinks Yehuda bar Groigris was, we know there was a Tana whose name was Ben Hehe. There was another Tana whose name was Ben Bagbag. Tosfos in Masechtas Chagiga, Daf Tes Amud Beis says that Ben Hehe and Ben Bagbag, they were both Gerim. Ben Hehe and Ben Bagbag were both Gerim. So he says Ben Hehe was called Ben Hehe because Avram and Sarah were the Ovle Gerim, right? Gerim are called Ben Avram. So Avram is the Av LeGerim, and Sarah is the Av. She's the mother for all the Geirises. And they both had a hey added to their name. Avram became Avram, and Sarah became Sarah. So Tosfos says, Ben Hehe or Bar Hehe. So who was Bar Hehe, who famously told Hillel, right? So who is this Bar Hehe? Yesh Mefarshim Sheger Hoya. V'hainu ben Avram v'sorah, sh'ni toisev hei b'shmah, v'chem ben Bagbag. The same is true with regards to ben Bagbag, the Kula Talmudah, who you find in different places, because it's oyle hei. Beis Gimel is hei. Ben hei hei and ben Bagbag, they're both referred to. The Rav Reuven Margolis says that there's another Tana that you find that had such a name, and that is Yehuda ben Gerim. Now, Yehuda ben Gerim is mentioned in one of the most famous Gemaras in Shas, Shabbos Lamed Gimel Lamed Beis, where the Gemara says that Rabbi Shimon ben Yechai and Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yosef, they were all sitting together, and Pasach Yehuda ben Gerim, and he said, "Kamen not masem shal umazu." And Rabbi Shimon ben Yechai said what he said. He ended up getting in trouble. He had to run away into the Ma'ariv for 12 years and the boxer and everything else. So his name was Yehuda ben Gerim. So Rashi says, "What's Yehuda ben Gerim? Ben Ger v'Giyoris Haya." He was the son of a ger and a geyiris. So Rav Reuven Margolis says, you see, Yehuda ben Gerim, Rashi says, he wasn't just the son of a ger. He was the son of a ger and a geyiris. It's mestaber that Bar Hehe was also the son of a ger and a geyiris. That's why it's Hehe. And the same was true for Ben Bagbag. It wasn't just a ben ger. He was a ben gerim, the way Rashi explains it in Shabbos, Salam, and Gimel, Amid Beis. But that aside, so he says, maybe that's who Yehuda bar Groigris was. Groigris is ger v'geyiris. Says, no, it wasn't Groigris. It wasn't the son of a fig. But it was Bar Groigris. And maybe Yehuda ben Groigris is the same as Yehuda ben Gerim. But either way, Ger v'Kiyoris, like Rashi says in Shabbos, Lamed Gimel Lamed Beis. Brilliant, as it relates to Rav Reuven Margolis and again. But this is a different shtickle, where he brings from the Shuvas HaGa'onim that says, they say v'takum v'adartu p'nei zakin. And then right afterwards it says, v'chiyogar itcha ger ba'artzachem le'sayin u'ayis. Just to end with a Chassam Sofer. And that is, the Hilge Chassam Sofer, this is a longer piece that we spoke about once, and that's Hashem another day. But he says that we know Chazal say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu counts the days of a tzaddik, and a tzaddik passes away on the day that he was born. And the Chassam Sofer says it always bothered him because there's so many tzaddikim that did not pass away on the day that they were born. Their yahrzeit and their birthday were not the same day. So he says, what's the pshat? So says the Chassam Sofer that it's pashat to him. That the reason there's an inyan of a person dying on the day that he was born, Chazal say, is because yovo yoyim haleida v'yechaper al yoyim ha-misa, whatever that means. But yovo yoyim haleida v'yechaper al yoyim ha-misa. So Chassam Sofer said, what's the schus of the yoyim haleida? Yoyim haleida is a schus. Yom HaLeid is an opportunity. It's not a schus. What's the greatest schus in the Yom HaLeid? So he says it's pasha to him that there were tzaddikim during the course of their lifetimes where one day they were pasha born again. Kaviyachal. Which they were literally, they had another Leida. Right? The Zohar Kadosh says, Elo told us Noach, Noach. Noach gave birth to Noach. Noach had was Moilid himself. He came back. There was a Panim Chadashis of Noach. And he says, every tzaddik had that. Now, no one's born a tzaddik. And this is something that happens as a person gets, at some point in a person's life, a switch can go off where everything is going to change. Kishemes Rav Yehuda, Noilad Rava. Rava suddenly had a Leida. But this is not the Leida of the day that he was born. This is a Leida that happens at some point during his life. And the Chassam Sofer says, it's Pasha to me. It's Pasha to me that the Eibishter knows what that day is. And every single tzaddik amiti that ever passed away, he said, died on the day that he was born. Not the day that he was physically born, but on the day that he was a Noilad Rava. On the day that he was a Noilad Rav Ashi. It was on that day, it was on his Yom HaLeid. So he said, why do we make such a big deal? Moshe Rabbeinu was born on Zayin Adar, and he was sniffed on Zayin Adar. He says, oh, Moshe Rabbeinu was different. Moshe Rabbeinu, we know when he was born, it was Nismala Kalabayas Kuloyar. Moshe Rabbeinu was a Kaddish Merechem. Moshe Rabbeinu was Taka, a Tzaddik the second year. And that's why his Leida started the day of his Leida. And because it started the day of his Leida, that's why Moshe Rabbeinu, Taka, was born on Zayin Adar, and he was Nifter on Zayin Adar. But says the Chassam Sofer, every single Tzaddik is Nifter on the day that he was born. It's just you have to know really what the birthday is. So what's the birthday? Is the birthday the day that you were physically born? Said the Chassam Sofer, Mecha Teisa. Why is that such a big kunst? A person is born and there's Shnei Drachim Lefanov. It's Baruch Atah B'Vayechla, only when it's Baruch Atah B'Tzeisecha. But to say that the Yom HaLeid is going to be Mechaper on the Yom HaMisa, he said, what's the big deal about the Yom HaLeid? He says, no, that's not what Chazal meant. Chazal meant that a person can have his own Yom HaLeid. A person has the ability to literally recreate himself. That's a koyach that every person has. And when a person does that, he's a gedder of a gershon, a skyer, a kakot, and shenoy ladami. He has mechilas savoynis, and that becomes his Yom HaLeid. That's his that's what the Chassam Sofer says. That's his special day. And that day has a special kayach. And the tzaddikim on the Yom HaMisa, which is a very scary day, it's a daunting day, the Yom HaMisa. The Eibush to make sure that the tzaddik's Yom HaMisa should be on his Yom HaLeida, because his Yom HaLeida is a zagavaldig eschus. When he comes up to Shamayim and they're judging him, mamish, on the Yom HaMisa, today this is his birthday. This is his bni aniya yoyim l'detichah shalmi meni ve'etno. This is his yoyim aleida, and that's yove yoyim aleida v'yichaper al yoyim amisa. But it's not the yoyim aleida, the day that he was yotzim erechem imoy. That's not what it means. The Chassam Sofer, and he says this in a few different places. The yoyim aleida is the day of he recreates himself, the day that he becomes a tzaddik. But I saw that Reb Reuven Margolis in a sefer Tzoytzeyar is still very bothered with the Gemara. He says the Gemara doesn't sit well with me. At the end of the day, I understand it's not possible that her sons all died, because that wouldn't have been a schar. Must be, what happened was, she had a son that was a kohen gadol, maybe two sons that were, and they were becoming tamei, and as a result, different kohanim kept on rotating and filling in. But he says, why would that have happened? Like, what's the practicality of that? Like, what's the cheshbon? What's the pshat that the two stories that our Gemara told, Rabbi Shmuel ben Timchas is the kohen gadol, he becomes Tomei, his brother Yeshevav comes in. Then he becomes Tomei again, at this time Yosef. And it sounds like something similar must have happened again, the way the Rishonim explained it, and another brother came in. And then another brother. What happened to Yeshevav the second year? What happened to Yosef the third year? Why this rotation? Like, what's the cheshbon? He says, it just doesn't sound like the way it should have been done. He says, if you think about it, there has to be an explanation. Stam, this is the way it was. So Taisi Shonim says, maybe the brothers weren't there, but it's l'chura einoy oimer ela dershuni. It sounds like something that requires a little bit of hesber. So he says that he saw in a sefer that's called Hakoyin Hagadol VeHaskan. It was written by Rabbi Ephraim Samanov. So in this sefer, Rabbi Ephraim Samanov suggested the following. He said that it could be that once the Skan Kohen Gadol became the Kohen Gadol, he wasn't allowed to be the Skan Kohen Gadol again. Because Maila Bekoidish Me'im Aridin. So Rabbi Shmuel ben Kinchis was the Kohen Gadol, and he had a conversation with an Arab on Yom Kippur in the Shuk. He spit it in, and because of that, he couldn't do the avoid anymore. So his brother Yeshevov came in. You know what happened? Once Yeshevov became the Kohen Gadol, he did the avoid that year. He couldn't be the Skan again. So the next year, when you needed a Skan Kohen Gadol, he couldn't be the person that stood next to the Kohen Gadol and said, Ishi Kohen Gadol, the right hand, the left hand. He couldn't be his Gabbai. He couldn't be with him the whole time because Maimon B'Kodesh Meirida. Once you're the Kohen Gadol, you can't be the Skan anymore. So he needed another brother to come in. He needed the brother Yosef. And then once Yosef was, see, he couldn't do it again. He needed another brother. But the point is that there's an idea of Maila B'Kodesh Meiridin. So once you're a Kohen Gadol, you can't become the Skan. And that's why there was this rotation. And it ended up being that all these different brothers became the Skan different years. It just so happened that they all became Kohen Gadol. And that was the schus that Kimcha said that she ended up seeing seven of her sons end up being the Kohen Gadol. But Reb Reuven Margolis is not so happy with this pshat. He says, he thinks it has some flaws. So he says, Hapisrein l'dait to you, after everything that he's read and he's heard, and he sought to try to explain how it happened that all seven of her sons became the Kohen Gadol. So he says, I want to shtel to a Tosfos and Masechtas Nazir, daf mem zayin amar aleph. The context over there is actually very geschmack. The Mishnah discusses a Kohen Gadol and a Nazir that were walking together on the street. And they saw a mace mitzvah. Now the halach is a Kohen Gadol is not allowed to be metame to a mace, not even to his karev. A nazir is not allowed to be metame to a mace, also not even to his karev. But a Kohen Gadol and a nazir are both metame to a mace mitzvah. Because for a mace mitzvah, there's no kedushas kuna gedayla, there's no kedushas naziris. The halach is everyone's always metame to a mace mitzvah. So here's the question. What happens if a Kohen Gadol and a nazir are walking together? One of them have to be metame, but not both. So who should be metame? Should the Kohen Gadol be metame? Or should the nazir be metame? So the Gemara says, Rabbi Eliezer said, the Kohen Gadol should. The Chachamim said that the nazir should. And then the Gemara goes on and talks about different cases, meaning similar cases. One of the cases the Gemara discusses, what would be if you have a Kohen Gadol that was a Meshuach B'Shemen HaMishcha, and there was another Kohen Gadol that was a Merubah Begadim. So in the olden days, when we had the Shemen HaMishcha, the way the Kohen Gadol was inaugurated as Kohen Gadol is he would be smeared with the Shemen HaMishcha. But then with Yeshio HaMelech hid the Aron, he hid the Shemen HaMishcha with it, so there was no more Shemen HaMishcha. So the way the Kohen Gadol became inaugurated as the Kohen Gadol is he would wear the Shemayna Begudim, and by putting on, by donning those clothing, that's how he'd be the Kohen Gadol. And that's the Gemara Safik. What would be if the Meshuach B'Shemen HaMishcha was walking together with Merubah Begadim? And Tosfos is very bothered. How this is even possible? He says, I don't understand. Is this bias Rishon? So then they're both Meshuach B'Shemen HaMishcha. Is it bias Sheni? When there's no Shemen HaMishcha anymore, they're both Merubah Begadim. So Tosfos says, in order to answer the question, you have to say the first Kohen Gadol was before Yoshio hit it. The second Kohen Gadol is after. He was already Merubah Begadim. But Tosfos has some follow-up questions to that. And then Tosfos has a very big Yisoid. And Tosfos Yisoid is like this. If you had a Kohen Gadol that became Pasul, couldn't do the avodah. So the Skan fits, comes and he fills in. What happens when the Kohen Gadol is able to do the avodah again? Say, so he's chayzal avodasnoi. He takes his shtala, but you don't lose your shtala, right? He's on the disabled list. Right now he can't do the avodah. But when he's able to do the avodah, he comes back and he takes his shtala. He was the Kohen Gadol. He's going to be the Kohen Gadol again. But Tosfos, in the middle of this shmooze, says a very big chiddush. He said, what would be if the Kohen Gadol was a ritzeach b'shoigeg? That's his case. And he ended up going to Golis. And he went to Golis for an extended period of time. And then he comes back after Kamashonim. So the halacha is, Einoi Chayzel Avidasoi. He doesn't get back in Shteller. Shari Shimesh Zeh Tachtov Kamashonim. Because this person already had the Shteller, the Skan, for many years, and now you can't take it back anymore. So if you were apostle for a day, for a week, became Tommy Thomas Smith, so then the Kohen Gadol can come and he can do the Avodah. But if a Kamashonim, he lost the Kohen Gadol, now he doesn't have the right to get it back. Meaning there's a concept where someone can have a chazaka in Kohen Gadol. It's a fascinating idea. It's a Tosfos in Masechtas Nazir, Daf Mem Zayin Amar Aleph. Somebody can actually be machzik in Kohen Gadol. That if someone was a Kohen Gadol long enough, he takes the shteller, and even though you maybe had originally the rights to it, you can end up losing it. So said Reb Reuven Margolis, I think that was the cheshbon over here. Reb Yishmael ben Kimchis knew that if one of his brothers would have been the Skan for 6 years, he would have lost the shteller. Because he would have been machzik in the Kohen Gadol, and there's a concept that if somebody had the title of Kohen Gadol too much, He could actually end up taking it. So he said, Rabbi Shmuel ben Kimchas didn't want to lose the Kuna Gedayla. So what he did was, he spread it out. He diversified a little bit. This year it's going to be Yeshevav. You'll be my skan in case something happens. Next year it's going to be Yosef. And it seems that something always happened. But the point is, he ended up spreading it out. The idea was, what was he trying to address? He was trying to address that he didn't want one person to come in for Kamashanim. Because if one person would have came in for Kamashanim, he would have ended up losing it. This shtickle is in Rav Reuven Margolis' Sefer, L'cheker Shemus V'kinuyin. It's Ois Yud, Essay Yud, and the title is Ben Kimchas. He's discussing this riddle of the seven sons of Kimchas and why it was that it was a schar that she had seven sons. Obviously, they didn't die. Elamai, they were skans, like the Gemara gave two examples of, and somehow he became Tameh, and Mimeli ended up filling in, but why was it always a different brother? L'chur, you would have thought it was one skan, or six brothers ended up being the skans. Like, how did that happen? If they died, then Vayter, it's not a skar. So it seems like there was a reason for it. Now, he says he thinks the reason is because Rabbi Shmuel ben Kimchas didn't want anyone to be machzik in the Kahuna Gedayla based on this Tosfos, this Chiddush, this epic Chiddush, in Masechtas Nazir, Daf Mem Zayin Amud Aleph. But again, this is Essay Yud in the Sefer Lechem Ekshem Ezekinoin. If you turn back one page and you go to Essay Tess, Rabbi Reuven Margolis in classic form says something that's just beyond brilliant, and it's literally Mavel Ala Ra. It's a little bit of a cheshbon in terms of halting cup, but we'll give it an attempt. But a little bit of a hakdama. And that is, the Marsha asks a question. He says, the Gemara said on Daf Tess Amud Aleph that Yiras Hashem Toysef Yomim Ushnois Rishon Tikzarna. Yiras Hashem Toysef Yom is a Mikdash Rishon. Sha'amad Arba Meis Vesashonim. It stood for 410 years. Vlay Shimshubai Elo Yud Chesor. The Vilna Goyin's Gersa is Yud Beis Koyhanim Gedoylim. 410 years, 12 Koyhanim Gedoylim. Yiras Hashem, there was Yiras Shemaim during Bayis Rishon. Toysef Yomim. It brought with it Arichas Yomim. Shnois Rishon Tikzarna. Zemikdash Sheni. That's referring to the second base of Mikdash. Sha'amad Arba Meis Vesim Shlan. It stood longer, 420 years. But the Shimshu by Yoisim Mishalish Meis Kehanim. There were more than 300 Kehanim. Now save me. Have Memshon Shimshu Shimon Atzadik. Deduct the 40 years of Shimon Atzadik. Ushmain of Shashimish Yoichin Kain Gadol and the 80 years of Yoichin Kain Gadol. Esne Shashimish Yishmol Ben Pabi. The 10 years of Yishmol Ben Pabi. V'amilo some say Yud Alef Shashimish Blazman Charsum. Blazman Charsum is the one on Daflam and Hey who was Mechayev Esu Ashirim. Take out the 11 years from Rabbi Lazim and Charsum. So you deduct all that, you're going to end up having already less than 300 years. Save the Chashev Kol Echad Echad Lehoitzei Shnos. Comes out there was no Kohen Gadol that lived out the year. So the Gemara says that with the exception of the few Kohanim Gedolim that were mentioned during Bayis Shneini, there were no Kohanim Gedolim that freaked the Marsha. What happened to Rabbi Shmuel ben Kimchas? Rabbi Shmuel ben Kimchas just mentioned in our Gemara. He had a bunch of brothers that served as Kan Kohen Gadols in different years. He was Kohen Gadol more than 1 year. I mean, it's clear. Just the story that the Gemara told. He was already Kohen Gadol more than 1 year. He was Kohen Gadol when Yesheva filled in. He was the Kohen Gadol when Yosef filled in. So Freik, the Marsha, how come Rabbi Shmuel ben Kimchas wasn't mentioned in the Gemara Daf Tess Amud Aleph? On Daf Mem Zayin Amud Aleph, it's Mavur that he was a Kohen Gadol, Bayis Sheni, by the way, who served more than 1 year. The Gemara just mentioned a few Kayanim Gedolim that served more than 1 year. Says the Marsha, you have to say it's Pashit, that Rabbi Shmuel ben Pabi, that's mentioned in the Gemara in Yuma Daf Tess Amud Aleph, is the same person as Rabbi Shmuel ben Kimchas that's mentioned in the Gemara Daf Mem Zayin Amud Aleph. He said it's very Pashit. Pabi was his father's name. Kimchas was his mother's name. And we know Kimchas was his mother's name. The Gemara says Kimchas had seven sons of Kehanim Gedolim. What did you do? She was a tznus. You see, Kimchas was the mother. So the Gemara over here is talking about Rabbi Shmuel ben Kimchas. That's Mem Zayin Amud Aleph. The Gemara in Yumad Aftes Amud Aleph is Rabbi Shmuel ben Pabi. In fact, we now know, so how many years did Rabbi Shmuel ben Kimchas serve? Eser Sheshimish Yishmol ben Pabi. He was the Kohen Gadol for 10 years. It sounds like six of them he didn't even serve because his brothers did. But the bottom line is that he's that Rabbi Shmuel ben Kimchas that the Gemara is referring to on Daf Mem Zayin Amud Aleph. So, on the note of Rabbi Shmuel ben Kimchas, says Rabbi Reuven Margolis, there's a Tosefta in Masechtas Kelim. And this is in Masechtas Kelim, Bava Kama, Perik Aleph, Halacha Vav. So the Tosefta in Masechtas Kelim is broken up into three parts. Bava Kama, Bava Metzia, and Bava Basra. This is not Masechtas Bava Kama. It's Masechtas Kelim, but it's the Bava Kama. You always learn a lot when you go through Rav Reuven Margolis and Shtiklach. This is the Bava Kama Chelik of the Tosefta in Masechtas Kelim. And it's literally a Medrash Pliya. It says as follows. Nichnasin Lebeinu Ulam V'lam Mizbeach. Shaloi rochas yidayim v'raglayim divrei Reb Meir. Reb Meir says someone that didn't wash his hands and his feet, meaning someone that wasn't mekadesh yodah v'raglayim from the kir, he's allowed to walk into the area that's between the ulam and the mizbeach. So we saw this last week. The area between the ulam and the mizbeach had a special level of kedusha. It's one of the 10 madrigas of kedusha in the first perek of Masechtas Kelim. Notice this is also in the Tesefta, first perek of Bava Kama, the first chelik of Masechtas Kelim. So this actually mirrors some of the gemaras that we saw not so long ago. But either way, said Reb Meir in the Tosefta, a person that didn't wash his hands and feet is allowed to walk to the area between the ulam and the mizbech. Chacham say you're not allowed. Amar Reb Shimon Hatzonua, lefnei Reb Eliezer. So there was a yid, his name was Reb Shimon Hatzonua. And he went to Reb Eliezer, he said, Ani nechnasti levenu ulam alamizbech. I walked between the ulam and the mizbech, shaloi rochati daim braglai. And I didn't wash my hands and feet, so you know what? You're telling me, ein nechnasin? I did it. I don't know. I live to tell the story. It sounds like this is something you're allowed to do. Amaloi. So Reb Eliezer told him, let me ask you a question. Michadav, atoy kohen gadol. Who do you think is more beloved? You or the kohen gadol? So the Gemara says, how you shaysek? He was quiet. He didn't want to answer. Amaloi. Boish atoloi. You see, you're not answering because you're embarrassed. Because you know the truth. You're embarrassed to say that the answer is shekal boish kohen gadol, the dog of the kohen gadol. So you usually don't associate the kohen gadol having a caliph, but kal boish kohen gadol chavav emech, he's more chashev than you. Amaloi, so he told him, Rebbe, Amarta, I hear, Amaloi, afilu kohen gadol. And then he said, I want you to know that if they would find the kohen gadol in the area between the ulam and the mizbeach, poitzen es moichai begizrin, they would literally smash his head, poitzen es moichai begizrin. With the Shnei Gezirei Eitzim, right? So that's mamish the way they would hit him. But he said, you're lucky, Reb Shimon HaTzanua. Ma tasa shaloi mitzah acha bal hapol. You're just very lucky that the bal hapol, the bean, didn't find you. That's what he told him. You're very lucky that the bal hapol didn't find you. This is a medrash play, right? So Reb Shimon HaTzanua and Reb Eliezer, they're having a conversation. And the conversation is, are you allowed to walk ben ulam v'mizbech without being mekadesh yodah v'ragla from the kir? Or you're not allowed to walk ben ulam v'mizbech without being mekadesh yodah v'ragla from the kir? And Reb Shimon HaTzanua said, I did it. And Reb Eliezer, after telling him that you're less choshev than the dog of the kohen gadol, he told him, you know what, you did it, but you're lucky, you should bench agoymo. Because if Baal HaPul would have found you, Baal HaPul would have taken you out. Because even if he would find the kohen gadol, you know what he'd do? He'd be paitseyas moiche begiz. And because the Baal HaPul didn't find you, so you ended up getting away with it. And says Rav Reuven Margolis, we have a riddle in front of us. And that is, who is this Baal HaPul? And why is he killing people that walk between the Ulam and the Mizbeach? And this is the topic of Lecheke Shemes V'Kinuyim Essay Tess. And the name is called Baal HaPul. So says Rav Reuven Margolis, he found a Metziah. He had this unbelievable einfall. He says, the Gemara says, it's a Mishnah actually, in Masechtas Tahiris, Perek Ches, Mishnah Tes. The Mishnah over there mentions a Tana whose name was Reb Eliezer ben Pila. Reb Eliezer ben Pila said, if you look at the side of the Mishnayis, there's a Gilyon that says his name wasn't Reb Eliezer ben Pila, but rather his name was Reb Eliezer ben Pabi. So he said, Reb Eliezer ben Pila, Reb Eliezer ben Pabi. He says he was thinking, Pila doesn't sound like a name. Even Pabi is making me a little bit uncomfortable. So he says it hit him. A pill is from the Shirish of bean. That's what a pull is. A pull hamitzri, right? That's what a pull is. A pull is a bean. He realized, he said that Pabi also means a bean in Latin. Bean in Latin is faba. F-A-B-A. You can look it up. That's the Latin word for a bean. So he said, he chapped that Reb Eliezer ben Pila and Reb Eliezer ben Pabi is really the same name. It must be the same person. It must be Reb Eliezer, who's the bean. He's Ben Pabi. He's Ben Pila. It has to be. He's Pasha. Those are the two Gersayas, two names that you almost never find. He says, he thinks that's what's going on. So he says, if that's what's going on, if Pabi is Pila, it really means bean, because in Latin, the word is Pabi, Faba. Fabi, probably. And in Aramaic, it's Pila. He says, maybe that's Pshat in this Tosefta. Because there's a Gemara that we learned together not so long ago in Masechtas Pesachim. The Gemara over there tells the story about the Azara. four cries the Azara cried out. It's a Gemara in Daf Nun Zayin Amud Aleph and Masechtas Pesachim in Perek Makim Shenagu. And the Gemara says as follows: Amar Abishol ben Batnis Mishum Abi Yosef ben Chanan. He said, "Oily mi beis baisus, oily me alosan. I'm very afraid of the family of baisus, and I'm afraid of their blows. Oily mi beis Chanan, oily mi lechishasan. Oily mi beis Kasrois, oily mi kumasan. Oily mi beis Rabbi Shmuel ben Pabi, oily mi agroifas. I'm very afraid of the family of Rabbi Shmuel ben Pabi. Shehem kaihanim gedolim, because they were kaihanim gedolim. Upneim gizbarim. Their sons had jobs. They were officers. They worked for Hektish. The chasneim amarklim, and the edims were also in the family business." And even their slaves chayfden as amim makolis to beat people up. So said Rabbi Reuven Margolis. Aha, we have the family Rabbi Shmuel ben Pabi. Rabbi Shmuel ben Pabi. Who were they? Oyli me egroifam. Shem koyhanim gedoylim. Ubneim gizbarim v'chasneim amarklim v'avneim chayfden as amim makolis. What is Pabi? It means pill. He says, I think that's who the Balapul is. The Balapul were members from the family of Rabbi Shmuel ben Pabi. No, he says, Rabbi Shmuel ben Pabi, mechateisi. Oh, he says, no, that's the Gemara. That's the Mishnah in Tyrus. You have Rabbi Eliezer ben Pilo, and you have Rabbi Eliezer ben Piabi, because Pabi in Latin, that's the language they spoke then, is a bean. That's what a pill is. It's also a bean, and that's who the bean that everyone's so afraid of is in this Tosefta. It's none other than the family of Rabbi Shmuel ben Pabi. Now you say, why are you afraid of the family of Rabbi Shmuel ben Pabi? He's gonna break their brains out literally with Shnei Gezirim. It's a Mefurish Gemara in Pesachim. The Gemara says, Oyli mei agroifam, she'en kayanim gedoylam, v'brein gizram, v'chasneim amarklim, abdein choyptin esnam amarklis. So he says, Poshit, that's what it is. He says, Poshit, that this Balapul in this Tosefta, it's referring to this Gemara in Pesachim, Daf Nun Zayin Amud Aleph. But he says, we still have one issue. And that is, why did they call him the bean? Why is that the name? Meaning, at the end of the day, we're afraid of this family. Well, what does a bean have to do with anything? Like, what's Pashim Shad in this Cheshbon? Like, how did this end up becoming his name? Like, something about the Fiabi and the pill? That's probably not his real name. It's probably a nickname. So if that's the case, how did that come out? So said Rabbi Reuven Margolis, you have to know the rest of the story. He says, it's Pashit exactly what's going on over here. We learned the Gemara together not so long ago. The Gemara is in the Masechtas Yuma. It's on the Daf Lamed Tes. The Gemara told the story about the 40 years that Shimon HaTzadik served as the Kohen Gadol. And during those 40 years, all the miracles took place. And there was brachas. And everything was not shaykh. But the Gemara says that after the Petira of Shimon HaTzadik, everything changed. Nishtalcha Me'era. There was a me'era, there was a curse in the carbon oimer. Ubishtei alechem, there was a curse in the shtei alechem. Ubalechem upon him, and there was a curse in the lechem upon him. V'chol koyin magia kapol. And when they used to divvy up, and they would divide all these matnas kahuna, there was so little, because there was a me'era, everybody got the size of a bean. Hatznuin moishchen es yedeim. The tznuin, they were moishchen es yedeim. But the gargaronim, this is not shaykh, but the freses, the gargaronim, neuchlin, they would take for euchlin and they would eat. Umaisen, then the Gemara tells a story. He once took his chelik, he wanted, he was starving. He was at one of the gargaronim, he's from the echte freses. He wanted to go ahead and take a little bit, but he got the size of a bean. So you know what he did? He was not al chelka, he took his chelik, the chelik chaveroi, and he took his friend's chelik also. And to the rest of his life, he got himself a nickname. You know what his nickname was? It was Ben Chamtzin, says Rabbi Reuven Margolis. This story that the Gemara just told is told in this Talmud Yerushalmi as well. It's not in the Torah Bekalpi, in the fourth parak, but rather it's in the sixth parak. It's parak Vav, it's Halacha Gimel. And the Yerushalmi tells the same exact story, but it just adds one detail that's different than in our Talmud Bavli. It says, Maisa B'Kayin Echad, there was a story with a Kayin. It was so little, it was a pull. He was from the Freses. He went ahead and knocked out Chelke v'Chelek Chavere. For who are you, Nikra? And they called him Ben Ha'Afoin. They didn't call him Ben Chamtzin. They called him Ben Ha'Afoin. Ad Hayom, until that day. She David Omar, David once said, Elikai Paltein Mi'ad Rasha, Mi'kaf Mu'uvel V'Chaymetz. He went ahead, they called him the Ben Ha'Afoin. Why they called him the Ben Ha'Afoin? Because he took his Chelek and his friend's Chelek. You know what an Afoin is? An Afoin is a bean. Now you know what Afoin is a bean? Because if you look three lines earlier, the Gemara says, Mishamein Shemen HaTzadik, Nitla, Baruch HaMishtei HaLechem, Lechem HaPan, the Baruch was taken away. So you know, if you look at Lechem HaVeEchad, Mehen Ad, Doesn't say kapul, it says ka'afayin. So an afayin is really a pull. So what was this person called? They called him Ben Ha'afayin. You know what they called him Ben Ha'afayin? Because he was aggressive, and he went ahead, and they had giganvit yenis afayin. So who was called the Ben Chamsin in our Gemara was called the Ben Ha'afayin in the Yerushalmi. Now, we know I was called a Ben Ofen in the Yerushalmi. It's very posh. That's what he stole. He stole a bean. And an Ofen is a bean. That's what it is. And that's why he was called the Ben Ofen. But why was it called the Ben Chamsin? So the Gemara says, why was it Ben Chamsin? Because Chamsin means a Gazlan. But it says from Reuven Margolis, if you really know the rest of the story, it's lo yu'umen. Because it's a Gemara Mesechtes, Yivam Estaf Samach, Gimel Amad Aleph. Amar Rav. Rav turned to his wife and he said, avidly chumtsi. Remember the Gemara? Rav's wife used to always make whatever he said faker. So he wanted something, so he would always say he wants faker. He wants milk, he said, make me fly shakes. Right? You want a black coffee, put milk in it. Right? He always wants faker. So one day, Rav tells his wife, avidly chumtsi. So Rashi, what's chumtsi? Tavshul shall pull. It's beans. It's another Gemara. Chulin daf nun beis. The Gemara says, kol mine kidney is v'chulu chutz min chumtsi. Do you know what the word chamsin means? It also means a bean. For you call your noise like Ben Chamsin? Because he had gone with the bean. And that's why he got himself the nickname of Ben Chamsin. Now, the Gemara said it's because he was a Gazlan. So he said, you're right. Tarti b'mashma. There's two reasons. Number one, Chamsin means he's a Gazlan. But it also means that gegan v'tabin. I have two Gemaras. I have a Gemara in Yavam Mesamach Gimel. I have a Gemara in Chumen Daf Mem Beis. Said Rabbi Reuven Margolis that that's what he means. In other words, we had a person who was in the Beis HaMikdash, who was overly aggressive, and because of his over-aggression, he got himself a nickname. And you know what his nickname was? In the Talmud Yerushalmi, the nickname is Ben Ofayin. And in the Talmud Bavli, it's Ben Chamsin. But you know what those two words mean? They mean bean. And that's why, where we have the Baal HaPul, said Rav Reuven Margolis, who's aggressive, who's the family of Yishmael Ben Piavi, which also means bean. He's so loud. Where did it come from, this nickname? What do you want from the poor Paul? Oh, the answer is because this is the Gemara. It's the Gemara we've learned. It's the Gemara in Yuma, Daf Lamed Tes. It's the Gemara in the sixth parak of the Talmud Yerushalmi. There was a Kayan, a family of Kayanim that were nicknamed the bean. Ofoin, Piabi, Paul, Chamsin. It's all the same exact name. And that's the rest of the story. So you want to know who this Baal HaPul is that Rabbi Eliezer told Reb Shimon Hatzonua. He said, you're lucky that the Baal HaPul didn't find you between the Ulam and the Mizbeach. This is none other than Rabbi Yishmael Ben Piabi's family. It's Rabbi Yishmael Ben Piabi of Mesechtes Psochim Daf Nun Zayin Amud Aleph, where the Gemara says, Oili mei a groifon, because even their avodim used to beat people. Forget about their sons and their aidens. They're handling all the finances. They had so much power. And at the same time, they used to beat people. And that's this Nakuda. You want to know where it came from? It came from that Nakuda. The second R is the Gemara on Daf Yud Ches Amid Beis said, Rav ki miklo le Darshish. Rav, when he would travel to Darshish, Machris, he would make the following proclamation. He would say, Man hav yo le yoyma. He would say, who wants to be my wife for today? Rav was going to be in Darshish for one day, and he wanted to be married for that one day. And Rav would say, Man hav yo le yoyma. Rav Nachman would do the same thing. Had miklo le shchantziv, where Rav Nachman would come to shchantziv, Machris, he would declare, and he would say, Man hav yo le yoyma. And the Gemara had problems with it. The Gemara says, how could you do that? You can't have a family in two different parts of the world because the children may not know each other. They're going to marry, perhaps, and a brother's going to end up marrying a sister. So the Gemara says, it's not a problem. They were Rabbanim. Rabbanim called it a slave. But then the Gemara said, there's even another problem. If someone's Teveya, someone to get married, she becomes a Nida for 7 days. So man, she's a Nida. So it's us her anyways. And the Gemara again gave Terutzim. Either it was only Yichud, or maybe Ad Kedekach, Rav would send a shliach. Rav Nach would send a shliach 7 days before to set it up because he knew this halach in Shulchan Aruch that she's going to be a nida to make sure she's not going to be a nida. This is what they used to do. This Gemara is Einoy Oimer Ela Dershuni. And as a rule, if you see a Gemara that's Einoy Oimer Ela Dershuni, you look in Rav Reuven Margolis' Sfarim because he always darshes these Gemaras. And sure enough, Kemoitza Shalom Rav, I saw in the Sefer Pninin Umargolis, that was a pun, for Rav Reuven Margolis, he has a chapter, it's called Man Havyul Yoyma, where he describes and discusses this Gemara. He asks the obvious questions. How could you even understand the Gemara like this? And the truth is, just to understand the question on a deeper level, we're talking about Rav and Rav Nachman. Let's talk about Rav for a second. We talk about Rav all the time in the Daf. The Chidah in a Sefer Pesach Einayim in the end of Masechtas Menachis, and the Sefer Yochsen quotes it on Abba Aricha, right in the beginning of Seyda Adoris, Erech Abba. There's a braisa that describes asari mili de chasidus that Rav was noyeg. 10 chumras, 10 mili de chasidus that Rav was accustomed to. Rav never looked outside of his dalet amos. The Rambam says, Oimrim al Rav Talmid Rabbeinu HaKadosh shalai soch sicha b'teilo kol yomav. Rav never went dalet amos without tefillin. We're talking about Rav. There's no one in Shas that had more Talmidim than Rav. So Rav, he was traveling. He was away for a day. He said, "Man havi liyoyma." He couldn't not be married for one day. But still, how could you even fathom such a thing as it relates to Rav, as it relates to Rav Nachman? Another thing that Reuven Margolis asks is that we know from Shas, and this is also something we talk about a lot, that Rav used to travel a lot. The Gemara says, "Ki ikla Rav letatlofish." Rav went to Damcharia. There's a whole bunch of different Gemaras where Rav traveled to different places, and the Gemara says Rav was always traveling. Right? That's the Igeres Rav Shira guy. He describes that Rav and Shmuel, the Gemara in Shabbos Taf Kufches, where there was a little bit of a situation, and Rav had to leave Nahardot. That's where the big yeshivas were, and he ended up going to Masa Mechasi. He went to Surah, and as he traveled along the way, he used to pitch his tent. And he would literally get up, Vayikru b'shem Hashem, like Avram Avinu, like Aharon HaKoyen. He was Oyves Abriyas Umekaivin LaTorah. And that's what Rav used to do. So Rav was always traveling. Yet, when the Gemara brings this interesting custom, the Gemara says, Rav ki mikla ledarshish. Rav Nachman ki mikla leshantzeh. Why is it Rav ki mikla ledarshish? Why didn't he do this in Tatlafish? It sounds like it was something that he did in this very specific place. It sounds like this is something that he did in Darshish. And the question is why? So he has a little bit of an arichos. He deflects different theories that he's heard. And then he says, Tesi le legisi chavivi. He says, my shvogger is going to get a lot of schar. Hi, who's his shvogger? Hi, niu Talmud Chacham Muvika Ramosha Mordcha Schweitzer. Shemokam hinichu loy ba'oras mu'urazeh. Because in Shemayim, they gave him the schos and the siyata d'shmaya, said Rav Reuven Margolis, to say what I believe is the emes of pshat in this Gemara. And for this, we need to know one Gemara, the short version of this. And that is the very, very last Gemara in Masechtas Avodah Zarah. It's the Hadron. Literally, Hadron Alocha Seichas Apoyol Uslikalei Masechtas Avodah Zarah. So if you go to a Siyam on Masechtas Avodah Zarah, this is the Gemara that you hear. The Gemara is discussing a knife that's not kosher, or that was used to cut non-kosher food. So there's a method of being magel the knife by sticking it into the ground 10 times. That's the context over there. So the Gemara says, "I'm Rav Huna Breid Rav Yeshua. Rav Huna Breid Rav Yeshua said lecha batzoinein, that this mahalach of sticking it into the ground, it only works if you want to eat tzoinein with it. But if you're going to eat something hot, then it's not going to work." And the Gemara just tells one anecdote. We need one prat of this story. There were two yidden that were sitting in the presence of the Shvar Malka. One was Mar Yehuda, and the other one's name was Bati Bartuvi. Now, Shvar Malka, in English, King Shapur, he was a Persian king, and he was an Eina Yehudi. But he comes up in different Gemaras, and he seemed to be somewhat melumid in the halachas of the Torah. So the Gemara says, Aisu l'kamayu esrega. They brought him an asterisk, pasak ba'achal. So the Shvar Malka took his knife, whips out his sword, and he cut off a piece, and he ate the asterisk. Pasak, then he cut off another piece. He said, "Bati Bartuvi, nu nema besaloichit." Take a little bit of esrik. Then he took the knife, he stuck it 10 times into the ground. Pasak avli the Mar Yehuda, and he gave a little bit to Mar Yehuda. Amalei Bati Bartuvi. So Bati Bartuvi turns to Shvar Malki, says, "I understand. Me, you're giving the non-kosher, right? You took your knife, that's not a kosher knife, without koshering it, and the gizmach hashtikol esrik. Chmenoch hamam zakin, what did I do? How come you're giving me the non-kosher? Oh, before you gave Mar Yehuda, then you stuck it into the ground, then you went through the hagolo. Amalei, bati batuvi, what, vahu gavel abba yisrohu?" So he told him. The Gemara says two versions. The first version is Amalei Mar Kimli Begavei, Maloi Kimli Begavei. I said, "I'll tell you the truth, I know Mar Yehuda is a Fruma, so I know he takes kashas very seriously, so that's why I was, you, I don't really know that much about you." Ikedamri. Some have a different version. Amalei, he told him, "Itchar my Ovdes Po'urta." He says, "You want to know why I serve you the non-kosher food? Because do you remember what happened last night?" So the Gemara says, "What happened?" So Zok Rashi, the last Rashi Masechtas Avodah Zarah, Derech Parsim, the minhag of the Persians was limsar noshim lachsanoim, that when there was a guest, someone that came as an achsanoi to Persia, they would be meiser noshim to them. Ukishashigrun lahem balayla, and Shvar Malka was the melech of Paras. And therefore, when these two guests came, he was shigrun noshim. And it says the Gemara, kibel bati, bati was mekabel, but Rabbi Yehuda lo kibel. Rabbi Yehuda wasn't mekabel. So says the Gemara, this is the last Gemara, Masechtas Avodah Zarah. So the Shvar Malka told Bati, he says, you want to know why I served you the non-kosher meat? Because you were the one that was nichshol with the Zayna. You were mekabel the Zayna. Mar Yehuda wasn't. So I understood. Mar Yehuda's an upki to the yid. So him, I knew I had a kasha the knife before I served him a little bit. But as it relates to you, I knew you're not. And as a result, you're somebody that I wasn't careful. Said Rav Reuven Margolis to Shvager, Rav Moshe Mordechai Schweitzer. So he said that you see from this Rashi, Derech Parsiim Limsar Noshim Lachsanon. That's what the Parsiim used to do. And he said, the truth is, it's an Ovis de Rav Nosson. The Ovis de Rav Nosson is in Perek Tazvav. The Gemara there tells a story with Rabbi Akiva, that he came to a certain place in Persia, and when Rabbi Akiva was there, Achabar Rabbi Akiva also traveled a lot, and he came to a certain place, and the Gemara says that the Shiltoim was Shigro Leishtei Noshim, and it ended up being a big Nesoyim for Rabbi Akiva, and Rabbi Akiva moving was Oymed Ben Nesoyim, but it was a very, very big Nesoyim. And it's Mavur in the Ovis de Rav Nosson that Rabbi Akiva was forced to be meyached with these two nashim. He had to. Because it came from the shiltoin, and there was a certain protocol. He had no choice. It was something that he had no way of getting out of. And said, Rav Schweitzer, it's Pasha. This Ovis de Rav Nosson in Perek Tesvav is what Rashi was describing, the very last Rashi, Mesechtes Avodah Zarah, Derech Parsiim Limsar Noshim, Lachsanon. This was the Derech of the Parsiim. But he says, you see, more than that, it was a tough situation. It wasn't so simple. So said, Rav Reuven Margolis Shvager, that's the pshat. He says, Rav, when he traveled to Tatlofish, when he went to Damcharya, when he went from Nahardo to Surah and to Masa Mechassia, Chas V'Shalom, he walked into a city and he said, Man Havya L'Yoyma. We're talking about Rav. You're talking about someone that was like Soch Sicha B'Tela Kol Yomov. You're talking about someone that never went Dalan Amos without Tfilin, without Kedusha. You're talking about Rav Nachman, Chasna the Benesia. Of course, there's no way in the world that this could have happened. But Davka, when he went to where? When he went to Darshish, and Davka Rav Nachman, when he went where? When he went to Shchantziv. So this already have to be Rav Reuven Margolis or his Shvager. You have to know that. You know what Darshish was? It was in Persia. He says, you know what Shchantziv was? It was in Persia. It never happened in Bava. Why would it happen? Chalila v'chalila. But Davka, these two cities, Davka, these two places, when he went to Paras, he went to Persia, he knew he was going to have a problem. And you want to know why he knew he was going to have a problem? He says, because ki yodanu ki melech Paras adarban v'sorav kivdu mo'oides rav v'chein kishabar rav. This is in bold letters. L'darshish asher b'paras yada ki ashilton yichabed oisoy v'lefi nimuseyem heim. He knew what that nimuseyem was. It's going to be a problem. V'eichze yevalu yoimim nevelu mechayim. He didn't want to spend one day with Azana Vela. This is what he writes. This is his lashon. He was trying to get out of it. Ukavai came Rav Nachman l'shchantziv hakroiva l'darshish, and he gives you a whole source how he knows this is also in Paras. Makim sheyasha by mikoy demezes man. He knew this was going to be an issue. So you know what he did? He made sure he's married in Darshish. Rav Nachman made sure he was married in Shchantziv because the nimuseim was if a person came and he didn't have a wife, that's what they used to do. But if he was married, avada they didn't do this. He came. He said, "Man havi l'yoyma avada." This was only there. It was only Paras. It was only because of Nimuseyan. This is never something he would have ever done. And he says, with this, we can crack another one of the riddles in the Gemara, where the Gemara says something that B'muscha Rishon, it's a parsha stuma in this case, B'oifen haflaga. But now we know the rest of the story. Mamish Dvarim Niflon from Rav Reuven Margolis. The second Ma'ara is, the Gemara discussed a very lengthy discussion between Ravina and Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak. It started in point A, and then it digressed to point B and point C. The discussion began with a shayla the Ravina asked Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, and that is, Mishlei Kiddush Be'erev Shabbos, Ma'ashu Yikadosh Vayil Kol Yom Kula. If somebody didn't make Kiddush Friday night, could he make it up as Dita Shlomen? Instead of making Kiddush Friday night, could he make Kiddush Shabbos day and make up for the Kiddush that he didn't make Friday night or not? And Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak said he could. And Ravina said, if that's the case, I have a kasha. There's a brisa that discusses somebody that has one glass of wine. And that's all he has. So he has one cup of wine. What should he do? So the Braisa says, you should make Kiddush Friday night. Says the Braisa, it's Kiddush. Because really, the Shabbos day suit is more chashuv than the Friday night suit. What are you supposed to do? The Friday night Kiddush is the most chashuv of them all. And as a result, if you're going to have to sit and make decisions, then the right thing to do is to make the Friday night kiddush. Meaning, it was mavur in the brisa that really we prefer you have a cup of wine Shabbos day. But what are you supposed to do? Manoy maramanadaber. You don't have more than one cup of wine. And it's for that reason, kiddush laila is koidim l'kavod yoin. So Ravina asked Rav Nachman by Yitzchak, I don't understand the problem. What you should do is don't make kiddush Friday night, make kiddush Shabbos day. You hope that you have something you can do. And like this, you'll be yoitzah all the days. You'll be able to check off all the boxes. You'll have your Friday night kiddush, will be a Shabbos day. And at the same time, you'll have your kavod yoin. You'll have your Shabbos day. So Rav Nachman by Yitzchak told Ravina, I hear what you're saying, but chaviva mitzvah b'shaita. It's true. It's a good cheshbon. Really, you could do that. But the right time to make kiddush is Friday night, and it's b'knisasa, like the Rambam says, and that's why I prefer you do it that way. So Ravina asked from Nachman Yitzchok a follow-up question. He said, really, is that the case? He says, we know a braisa, we saw it twice already in Aviv Sochin. What happens if somebody comes home and says Shabbos, he has to make avdol, but he only has one koshel yayin. He's going to eat his malav malka, and he's going to eat a koshel yayin for his berachas hamazon. So what should you do? Mishal shalom kulon na'achra. You should use the one kosh, and you'll use it both for Havdalah and for Brichas HaMazon. And this price was a big deal. How big? Shema mino miho masnisa tamni. We learned 8 halachos from this one price. But the bottom line is that was the halacha. So Ravina asked Rav Nachman Yitzchak, he said, I understand. If that's the halacha, why are you doing that? Why don't you say Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita and you should make Havdalah right away? You're going to miss out on the Koshal bracha brichas hamazon, so you miss out on the koshal bracha brichas hamazon. Meaning, how do you reconcile these two halachas? Why, when it comes to kiddush, do we say make kiddush right away? Don't worry about kavod yoyin. Yet, when it comes to havdalah, we say no, don't make havdalah right away. Worry about the koshal bracha brichas hamazon. Here, you're telling me chaviva mitzvah b'shaita when it comes to kiddush, make kiddush right away. But when it comes to havdalah, he said you don't make kiddush right away. So Rav Nachman Yitzchak told him a teretz. He told him, no, it's very different. You know what the difference is? Shani lom beni yuli yoyim lafuke yoyim. There's a difference between Kiddush and Havdalah. Kiddush is greeting Shabbos. Havdalah is begleiting the Shabbos. Kiddush, b'chnisasoy. You want to show your love for Shabbos. Like the Rambam says, you sit outside and you wait to greet the Melech. So that's not something you ever push off. Chaviva mitzvah b'shaita. Oh, afuke yoyma, to be malava the Melech? The fact that the Melech's going to have to stay in your house a little longer until after malava malka? There's worse things in the world. And that's something that you're better off pushing off. And that was the lumdis that Rav Nachman Yitzchak told Ravina. But he didn't just say that. He prefaced it. He prefaced it with the following riddle. He told him, Ana loy chakima ana. He said, I'm not a chacham. V'loy chayza ana. I'm also not a navi. V'loy yichida ana. I'm also not a yachin. Ela gamarna v'sadarna ana. But I'll tell you what I am. I'm a gamarna, Rashi says, I have learned by Rabbeim, the Sadarnano, and I was Mesader, my Shmuois, in front of my Rabbeim, the Chemoyerbeim, the Joshua Kavasi, and not just that, a Beis Medrash, it's Mavur like me, that what? My Chalik. There's a difference between making Kiddush and making Havdalah. And the truth is that at first glance, you learn this Gemara, and it's very hard to understand Poshup Shat. It's very hard to understand Poshup Shat, what exactly Rav Nachman by Yitzchak meant. Sounds like a very long-winded and elaborate introduction to a very basic, straightforward response. He was telling him alumnus, there's a difference between Kiddush and Havdalah. Kiddush, you make right away. Havdalah, I don't have a problem pushing off until after Malava Malka. But a whole shtukal Torah, v'loi chakima ana, v'loi chayza ana, v'loi yichida ana, elo gamarna v'sadarna ana, v'chein moirin b'bei midrasha kavasi. So Rabbi Ari Gartenhaus showed me a davar nifla in the Ur Sameach, in Ramea Simcha, right here in Perek Chavtes in Hilchos Shabbos, who says something fascinating. But the truth is, I found also that Rav Reuven Margolis in his Sefer Lecheker Shemus V'Kinuyim B'Talmud says what Rav Meir Simcha says, but not B'Kitzer like Rav Meir Simcha says it, but rather he says it B'Arichus G'dayva. So I'm going to say it over from Rav Reuven Margolis because there's a lot of Hoysophos and a lot of Knaches that Rav Reuven Margolis added to what Rav Meir Simcha said, but the side of this Mahalach already comes from Hagoyin Hagodol Rav Meir Simcha Midvinsk. So Rav Reuven Margolis said that any time, this is his disclaimer, you see something, an interesting lashon in the name of one of the Tanam or the one Amiram, you have to understand, noida ki harbe merabiseinu chachmi atalmid hitstainu besignoi meyuchad. Not all Tanam and not all Amiram spoke in the same sprach. You find that different Tanam and different Amiram had their own figure of speech. Meaning they had different expressions and different words that they used. Kol echad And sometimes they used expressions that was exclusive to them, that you don't find anywhere else that anybody else used. Re'ei Tosfos Ksuvos Daf Beis Amud Beis. He throws you mamish into the sugya of Tosfos Ksuvos Daf Beis Amud Beis. But this is his disclaimer. So he says that the truth is, at first glance, you see this piskun from Reb Nachman by Yitzchak, ano loicha kima, ano veloichayza, ano veloichida, ano elagamarna v'sadarna, ano v'chem mer b'mei medrasho. He says, at first glance, it seems to be a little interesting. He said, but the truth is, there's a little bit of a thing. And he says, I'll show you two gemaras where Reb Nachman by Yitzchak spoke in an interesting way. He says, one gemara is brachas daf from gimel amud beis. The gemara over there is discussing the halachas of mayim achroinim. The gemara brings a braisa and says that before you bench, you're supposed to use shemen. So shemen was, in the times of Chazal, what soap is today. So your hands are dirty, especially, you know, before forks and knives were invented. So you should go ahead and wash your hands with shemen. Tan rabbanon, shemen ma'akiv es habracha. Shemen is ma'akiv the bracha. You can't bench without shemen. Divrei Rab Ziloy. That's Rab Ziloy said. Rab Zivoy, Omer. Rab Zivoy said, ain't a ma'akiv. Shem is not ma'akiv the bracha. Rab Acha, Omer. Rab Acha said, Shemen toiv ma'akiv. Not only is Shemen ma'akiv, but Shemen toiv is ma'akiv. Rab Zuhumoy, Omer. Rab Zuhumoy said, Keshem Shem Mizuam, Pasul Avoida, Kach Yedayim Mizuam, is Psule Sabracha. Just like someone that doesn't smell good is possible to do the Avoida, someone so too, someone that has hands that don't smell good is Pasul Abracha, he's not allowed to bench. It's Pasha, by the way, that this is an example of a Tana that got his name because of a halacha that he said. We always speak out from Tzvi Hershchayis and Eilu Metzias and from Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky and Erevin Daf Nun Gimel. This is a classic example. It's maybe punked, his name was Rab Sumai, and he said halacha about Kashem Shem Mizuham, Pasul Avoida Kach Mizuham is Psul Eis Labracha, but not likely. Regardless, so we have over here a Braisa. We have a Braisa discussing Shemen, whether it's Ma'akir Berchus HaMazin. Rab Ziloi, Rab Zivoi, Rab Acha, and Rab Zumai. I'm Rab Nachman Yitzchak. So Rab Nachman Yitzchak commented. He said, Ano, Loi Ziloi, Veloi Zivoi, Veloi Zumai Yodana. Ich weiß nicht from Ziloi, Zivoi, and Zumai. Elo Masnisa Yodana. I'll tell you what I do know. I'm Rab Yehuda, I'm a Rab, Ve'amri Lobe Masnisa Tana, that Loch is, Viskadishtem, Viisem, Kidoishem, Kikadishoni, Viskadishem, Elo Maim Rishonim, Viskadishem, Elo Maim Achroim, Kadishoni, Zeshem, and Toib, and Yishrem, Zu Bracha. That you have to use Shem. This is Rab Nachman Yitzchak talking. Ano Loi Ziloi, Veloi Zivoi, Veloi Zumai Yodana. Another Gemara, said Rav Reuven Margolis, is Chulin Daf Yotes Amen Aleph. The Gemara says, the Gemara is discussing the exact makom of the Shechita. And the Gemara brings a few different shotim. On my way, so Rav Nachman Yitzchak said, Ano loy chilek yodana, for loy bilek yodana. Ano shmaito yodana. I don't know chilek and I don't know bilek. What I know is a shmaito, Amar Rav Chiya Rav, Amar Rav Yochanan, Rami Amar Rav Abba Bar Zavda, Amar Rav Chanina, Rami Amar Rav Yaakov Bar Idi, Amar Rav Shuv, and Levi, Mishipul Kovil Matik Shei. That's the place that you're supposed to do the Shechita. So said Rav Reuven Margolis, Koidim Kol, when you try to go about, Rav Reuven Margolis is literally educating us and teaching us how to go about solving a riddle. So he says, if you want to go about it, you have to look at who the Amayr is and try to think that this Amayr in different places in Shas say something with the same signum, maybe that's going to lend a clue as to what's going on over here. So he said, I just showed you two gemaras, Gemara Brachas Daf Nun Gimel, and a Gemara Chulin Daf Yotes, where Rav Nachman by Yitzchak used such sprach, Ano loy ziloy, veloy zivoy, veloy zumoy yodano. Ano loy chiluk yodano, veloy biluk yodano. Now what did it mean in those gemaras? It was referring to specific tanoim. That's what it was referring to. Ziloy was Rab Ziloy. Zivoy was Rab Zivoy. Zuamoy was Rav Zivoy. In the Gemara Chul, it's the same thing. He was referring to specific Tanon. So it says Rav Margolis, it's mistaber that Rav Nachman by Yitzchak, when people came, guns blazing and firing away and asking him questions, you see he had this signon where he would say, Ich weiß nicht von jener Tana, Ich weiß nicht von der andere Tana, Ich weiß nicht von jener Tana, and that's what he was trying to say. So said Rav Reuven Margolis, that I believe that when Rav Nachman by Yitzchak told Ravino, Ano loy chakimo ano, he was referring to Tanon. Chakimano is referring to a Tana or an Amayra. Chayzano is the same. So who are these Tanon and who are these Amayram? So Sarah Rabbi Margol is Gevaldik. And Rabbi Simcha says the same thing. He says, turn back a few pages. The Gemara had a discussion. What happens when Mitzoy Shabbos falls out on Yontif? So what do? We do Yak Nahaz. But really, the Gemara brought a whole bunch of different shittas. Shmuel said, Yayin Ner Havdola Kiddush. Rabbi said, Yayin Havdola Ner Kiddush. Rabbi Marta, Bas Rabbi Shimon Chananya said, Ner Yayin Havdola Kiddush. Rabbi Shua ben Chananya said Ner Havdola Yayin Kiddush. Rav said Yakno Yayin Kiddush Ner Havdola. Levi said Kiddush Ner Yayin Havdola. The Rabbanit said Kiddush Yayin Ner Havdola. So it was a major machloikis what exactly supposed to do. But say Rav Margolis, if you want to simplify it, there were seven shitas that were mentioned in the Gemara, and they can be divided into two groups. There's four and there's three. There were the four shitas that held that Havdola comes before Kiddush. And then there were three shitas that held that you're supposed to make Kiddush first, and then you're supposed to make Havdolah. Yayin ner Havdolah Kiddush. First Havdolah, then Kiddush. Yayin Havdolah ner Kiddush, right? That's Havdolah first. So four of them have Havdolah before Kiddush. And then, for example, you have Yakno. Yayin Kiddush ner Havdolah. First is Kiddush, and then it's Havdolah. So he said there were four that held you're supposed to make the Havdolah before the Kiddush. And then there were three that held that you were supposed to make the Kiddush, and then you're supposed to make the Havdolah. So he said, who are the four? Who were the four that said you're supposed to make first Havdolah then Kiddush? It was Shmuel, it was Rabba, it was Marta, Bas Rabbi Shmuel ben Chananya, in the name of Rabbi Shmuel ben Chananya, and it was Rabbi Shmuel ben Chananya. Who were the three that said you're supposed to make Kiddush and then you're supposed to make Havdolah? It was Rav, it was Levi, and it was the Rabbanan. So it says Rabbi Reuven Margolis, first things first. Marta, Bas, in the name of Rabbi Shmuel ben Chananya, says who's Marta? Marta's a girl's name. Marta is mentioned over here in the names of one of the Amiram. You don't find Marta anywhere in Shas. So he says what Rabbi Aaron Heinman said in the Toldos Tanan Amiram that we spoke out when we learned the Gemara, that there's no way that this is Marta. Okay, so if it's not Marta, who is it? It's not Marta, but rather it's Rav Merioin. And it wasn't in the name of Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya. It was in the name of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. And he says, by the way, there's one place in Shas where Rav Merioin is quoted. It's in Erev and Daf Yotes Amar Aleph. He says, look it up. I'm Rav Merioin, I'm Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. So Rav Merioin was obviously a Talmud Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. By the way, it was so poshutim that it wasn't Marta that the Rabbi Reuven Margolis has a whole simon, Noshim Shehuskru B'Talmud. It's in the same sefer, L'chei K'shem is Kinuim B'Talmud. He goes through all the women that I mentioned. He doesn't even mention Marta. Poshut skips Marta. He was so confident that the Gersa wasn't Marta, but rather the Gersa was Merioin, Meroina, that he even skipped. He didn't even, he would posh it, you would say, the Gersa and the Gemara. No, he wasn't even Gersa. It was so posh at him that it was a mistake. But the bottom line is, it was Rabbi Shimon Malevi. See, he said, I'll tell you what's going on over here. He said, what was Rabbi Nachman Yitzchak's teretz? His teretz was living in Kiddush and Havdalah. Kiddush, we make Kiddush as fast as possible. Havdalah, we push off. The truth is, it's not so posh it. According to the shitas that hold, that first you make Kiddush and then you make Havdalah, Rav Levi and the Rabbanan respectively, since that according to those shitas, it's Gevaldik. Then yeah, then there's a Svara, a Yuli Yoyme versus a Fuke Yoyme, a Haraya, when the two literally clash, when they come head on, when it's Yontif Naidim and Afmachin Kiddush, but it's also Mitzoy Shabbos and Afmachin Havdalah. What do you do first? You make Kiddush first. Vaistois, you run to do Kiddush, and you push off the Havdalah a little bit, you have no problem. But what about according to Shmuel and Rabba and Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi and Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya? What about according to those shittas? They hold just the opposite. They hold Yanhak, first Havdalah and then Kiddush. Yehanak, first Havdalah and then Kiddush. Nihak, first Havdalah and then Kiddush. Nayak, first Havdalah and then Kiddush. See, you see just the opposite. You see, you first make Havdalah. So Vaisa is the Svar, is not a Svar. So you know, Rabbi Nachman Yitzchak told Ravina, this is classic. Just like he said, Anoloi Ziloi, Anachvesh bin Ziloi, and Zivoi, and Zumoi. He's not if he told him, Anoloi Lechakimano, V'loi Chayzano, V'loi Yechidano. Who was he referring to? He said, when he said, Loi Chakimano, he was referring to Shmuel. Shmuel's a Chacham. It's a Gemara. It's a Gemara in Shabbos, Taf Kuf Chav Tesam and Aleph. The Gemara said, Avleit Ashkechei L'Shmuel, the Gani B'Shimsha. Avleit was Shmuel's friend. He met Shmuel, Omale, Chakima do you die? Chakima do you die? That's what he used him. He referred to him as an expression, Chakima do you die? Bisha mi'ave tova? Could somebody that's bad, has a bad teva, he's just not a good guy, could he become a good person? That was the question that Avlei asked Shmuel. But how did he address Shmuel? Chakima de Yehudai. He referred to him as a chacham. Rabbi Reuven Margolis says, there's another personality in Shas that you find was described as Chakima de Yehudai. You know who it was? It was Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya. It's Gemara B'chayr Estav Ches Amidez. Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya had a debate with the wise men of Athens. And he told them, Chakima de Yehudai. He referred to himself as Chakima de Yehudai. So who's the Chakima de Yehudai in Shas? It's Shmuel in Shabbos Kuf Chav Tes Amin Aleph, and it's Rabbi Shua ben Chananya in Bechayris Daf Ches Amin Beis. Shmuel and Rabbi Shua ben Chananya, they were two of the four shittas that held that first you make Avdala and then you make Kiddush, which is not like Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak. So I'm like Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak. So Rav Nachman Yitzchak told to Ravino, he said, number one, Loi Chakimana. Ich weiß nicht von der Chachamim. He said, I don't know from Shmuel. I don't know from Rabbi Shmuel and Chananya, the ones that were referred to as the Chachamim. And then he said, V'loi Chayza Ana. I'm also not a Chayza. Who is that? Oh, that's easy. That's Rabbi Shmuel ben Levi. Rabbi Shmuel ben Levi throughout Shas is always seeing visions. Rabbi Shmuel ben Levi goes into Gan Eden alive. Rabbi Shmuel ben Levi has exchanges with the Malach HaMavis. We have raid bites on this. So many Gemaras, right? Shloisha Dvarim Sochli Malach HaMavis. Rabbi Shmuel ben Levi was the one that said that all the Malachim gave Matanis to Moshe Rabbeinu when he came to him in Kabbalah the Torah. Even the Malach HaMavis, he told him the side of the Ketores. It was all Rabbi Shmuel ben Levi. As like Rabbi David Yoel Weiss is Mafalfa, we've spoken out from him. Many, many, many Gemaras where Rabbi Shmuel ben Levi has visions where he sees Malachim. So Ich weiß es from Yeshua ben Levi, who also said Niyak, he said Abdullah before. That's not someone else. V'lo Yechida Ana. Who's the Yechida? He said, that's Rava. That's a Gemara Bava Metzia, Daf Pei Bava Met Aleph. But the Gemara discusses the very dramatic Petira of Rabbi Bar Nachmeni. The Gemara says Rabbi Nachmeni was hiding from these Persian officers. They wanted to kill him and he was in a field. And all of a sudden, he overhears this conversation, this exchange that's going on in Shamayim, where they said, what would happen if there's a Baharis and a Seir Lavan? So it's a Halach and Hilchas Tzaras. If there's a Safik, which one came first? Right? If one came first, tell me if the other one came first, it's done. What happens if there's a Safik? So the Gemara says, we don't know. So what should we do? So the Gemara says, let's call Rabbi Bar Nachmeni. The Omer Rabbi Bar Nachmeni. Because Rabbi Bar Nachmeni said, Ani Yochid bin Negoyim, Ani Yochid b'Holos. Rabbi Bar Nachmeni referred to himself as a Yochid. Rabbi Bar Nachmeni was the fourth Amora. He's the fourth sheet in the Gemara that said first Avdolah and Kiddush. So said Rabbi Nachman Bar Yitzchak, Ano Loi Chakimano. He said, Echvesish fin Chachamim. He says, I don't know from Shmuel, and I don't know from Rabbi Shua ben Chananya. I don't hold like them. V'loi Chayzano. I don't hold like the Novi, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. And not from Rabbah, who was the Yachid in the Gam, he was the Yachid Bahalis. So what, who do I hold? Ano Gamarna Visodarna Ano. V'chein Meir B'mei Midrashna. So he said, who's Gamarna? So Gamarna, he said, is referring to Rav. Why would Rav be called Gamarna? So he says, based on the Gemara, that the Gemara says, Abaya have a Masada Seder Maracha, Mishmei the Gemara. And Rav was the Mara the Gemara, and that's why Rav goes down and Shah says Gemara. Stam Gemara, he says, is Rav. We'll take Rabbi Margolis' word for it. He says, who is Sadarna? Oh, he says, that's easy. That's a Gemara in Yumadah Pehei Amin Aleph. The Gemara says, Kfar Hoy, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Loz Ben Azar, Yumahalchim Bederech, V'Levi HaSadar, Rabbi Shmuel Ben Oish, Rabbi Loz Ben Azar, Yumahalchim Acharem. Levi was called a Sadar. So he said, Ano Gamarna? I know from Rav Shita. Rav said Yakna. First Kiddush and then Avdolah. V'Sadarna, I know from Levi the Sadar. Levi said, Kiddush ner yayin Avdolah. V'chein moirin bebei midrasha. Who's the V'chein moirin bebei midrasha? The Gemara said that all the Rabbanon held that it's first Kiddush and then it's Avdolah. But it's much better than that. Because the Gemara says, in Psochim daflamid gimel amid aleph, that Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak said something, and the Chachamim went after Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak. And Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak said, the Chachamim all hold like me. V'chein moirin bebei midrasha kavasi. Moirin bebei midrasha was Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak's way of saying the Rabbanon. So Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, before he said his teretz to Ravino, so lishin tosai, the way he spoke in brachis lun gimel amid beis, and lishin tosai, the way he spoke in chulin daf yotes, he went ahead, he didn't just give a teretz. He said, I know there's a whole bunch of different shitas. This, in fact, seven shitas. My teretz I'm about to tell you is going to shtim with three. It's not going to shtim with four. Loi Chakimana, I know it doesn't shtim with Shmuel and with Rabbi Shmuel and Chananya. They were both called Chakimad Yudai. Loi Chayza, I know it doesn't shtim with the sheet of Rabbi Shua ben Levi. The way Rabbi Ruv Margolis changed the gersa. Loi Yichida, I know it doesn't shtim with the sheet of Rabbi who said in Bava Metzia Pei Bava Man Aleph and Yochim and Agav Yochim Elo Kamarna, it works with Shitas Rav V'Savarna, it works with Levi Asadar the Gemara and Yuma Pei Man Aleph V'Chimoyim B'Bei Midrasha, and it was also the sheet of the Rabbanon in the sugis of Yaknahaz, and like I referred to them as V'Chimoyim B'Bei Midrasha in Masechtas Psochim Daf Lamed Gimel Amid Aleph, that's who my sheet is going to stem with. But Kamuvin, Rav Ruven Margolis continues, and he says, if you look around Shas, you're going to find that throughout Shas, he says, just to prove that this thesis is right, he says, you find that Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak throughout Shas used to give nicknames. He used to refer to Tanom and Amiram not necessarily by their proper name, but he would sometimes give them a name. And he just quotes like 20 Gemaras. One, Rosh Hashanah Chafal of Amanav, just to mention this very quickly. The Gemara says, Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak was sitting and he met someone. Amalei Mihechat, he says, from Vanuch Stamter, Amalei Midamharya. I come from the city of Damharia. Omale, Dam Tehe Nachrisoi. Oh, you come from Damharia? Dam Tehe Nachrisoi. He was teaching up his Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak in Erev and Daflam and Aleph, referred to Rav Yosef as a Sinai. Megillah Daf Yudal and Mebeis. The Gemara says Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak was talking to Rav Ena Saba. And the Gemara says he referred to him as Ena Saba. Some say he called him Pasyo Uchma. Right? We just had this recently. He referred to him as Pasyo Uchma. The Gemara says, in Sanhedrin Tzadik Vav Mebeis, Amalei Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, Mishmi Lachaim as Asi Bar Nafli. Does anyone know when Bar Nafli is coming? So he said, who's Bar Nafli? Amalei Mashiach. Mashiach's Bar Nafli. How do you know he's Bar Nafli? Because it says, Harachamon, Hu Yakum Lanu as Sukas Dovin Anayfalas, Bayema Hu Akim as Sukas Dovin Anayfalas. See, and that's referring to Mashiach. See, he says Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak was always using Mishal. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak once had an exchange with Rav Nachman Bar Chisda. Nachman Bar Chisda asked Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, he says, come to me. Amalei, he told him, Mutav Yava Imanu Ben Pras, Legabi Manu Ben Manu, Vayava Imanu Ben Manu, Legabi Manu Ben Pras. He says it's throughout Shas that Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, in fact, Reuven Margolis does another classic move. He says that some of these Gemaras are Rav Nachman. It's Rav Nachman's style. But he says sometimes you can know from the signun of what the Amora said, what the right person of the Gemara is. And he goes and he says, some of these Gemaras, he believes is Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak. How would you know it's Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak? Maybe it's really Stam Rav Nachman. That wasn't Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak. Even though it's a Rashi in Shas, it says Stam Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak. But Tosfos asks Kashas on this Rashi. He says, but sometimes from the signon you could do, and he has on the bottom, he has a whole footnote where he has example after example where he proves from signon what the right person of the Gemara is. Man, it's fascinating. It's goyness on a different level. But either way, this is what Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak said. But I just want to be Messiah, just one Hergish, and that is that there's another Gemara. There's a Gemara Masechta Shabbos. There's a Gemara Masechta Shabbos. Daf in Perek Kira, it's a Gemara on Daf Lamed Zayin Amid Beis, where the Gemara says that Abaya was referring to Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, and he said, Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, he called him Morei de Uvda. He was the Morei de Uvda. It's interesting. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak had his own nickname. So Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak was calling everybody names throughout Shas. He's giving them these toyarim. He's a chacham. He's a chayzah. He's a navi. Right? Everybody has their names. He's a yachid. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak also had a name. Abaye referred to Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak as the Morei de Uvda. In fact, the very, very last Gemara, Masechta Sotah, is a very well-known Gemara. The very, very last Gemara. It's referring to the last line in the last Mishnah Masechta Sotah. The Mishnah says, Mishameis Rebbe, when Rebbe was Nifter, Batal Anava V'Yerescheid. After Rebbe's Patira, there was no more Anava, and there was no more Yerescheid. Amalei Rabbi Yosef, Latana. So Rabbi Yosef told the Tana, Loitisni Anava, the Ikra Anah. Don't be Geiris Anava, the Ikra Anah. Right? This is one of the most puzzling Gemaras of all time. Rabbi Yosef says, oh, there's no more Anava? What do you mean? Look at me. What am I? I'm not an Anav. So he said, Loitisni Anava, it's the wrong Geiris in the Mishnah, because look at me, the Ikra Anah. So that everybody knows. But the next line, not everybody knows. This is the Hadron. Amalei Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman told the Tano, Leitisni Yirascheit, the Ikano. Don't be Geres Yirascheit, the Ikano. Rashi, Rav Kivegan, Gilyan Hashas, is Mitzayan, Rashi, Megill Dav Chavches on the base, where Rashi had the Gersna, not Rav Nachman, but Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak. Rashi, but Shitas, it could be it's the same person. But either way, Rashi and Megill Chavches on the base has the Gersna, not Rav Nachman, Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak. Leitisni Yirascheit, the Ikano. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak was the Mori de Uvda. He was so great in his Maisim that literally, don't say there's no Yirascheit. Look at me, just like Rav Yosef said, Leitisni Anova, the Ikano. Leitisni Yirascheit, the Ikano. No. So just to appreciate this, we have to learn one last Gemara. And this is a well-known Gemara. And this is Gemara Masechta Shabbos, Daf Kuf Nun Vav Amud Beis. The Gemara is discussing Yesh Mazel Yisrael or Ein Mazel Yisrael. Every person's born with a mazel. But that mazel that the astrologers ostensibly know how to interpret, is that a fate that a person has to live with, or could you change your mazel? So the Gemara says, "From Nachman by Yitzchak, nami a mazel Yisrael." From Nachman by Yitzchak, we can prove a mazel Yisrael. The image of Nachman by Yitzchak, Amidol Kaldoy. From Nachman Yitzchak's mother went to an astrologer, and the astrologers told her, "Brich, your son Ganvahav is going to be a ganav." And she didn't know what to do. She didn't want her son to be a ganav. So she made sure that her son always wore a yarmulke. Amrule, she told him, Kasi Reshech, wear a yarmulke, meaning cover your head. Because if you're going to do that, you're going to have your shemayim. Uboy rachni. And he said, and pray. Daven. Just daven. That's what he said. Boyabi yoda. Am I kamule? But Ranachris didn't really understand what this was all about. He knew his mother told him two things. Number one, cover your head. Wear a kapalich. And number two, daven. The Gemara says, Yoyim Echad, one day, Yosef Kogaris Tusei Dikla, he was sitting, he was learning underneath a palm tree, Nafal Glima Milavei, and as he was sitting, his yarmulke fell off. He looked up, and he saw there was a cluster of dates that were on this tree. His Yitzhar got the better of him. Solik, he literally climbed the tree. Imagine, and with his teeth, in such a grub way, he went and he tore these fruit off because he wanted to eat it. Nachum Bar Yitzchak's teva was, his teva was, not to steig. His teva was to be a ganav. His teva was mamish to be a mamish mit a prostate. But what happened? He davened. What happened was, he worked on his Yerushalayim. And what did Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak become? He became not just one of the great Amiram of all time, but Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak became the Mori de Uvda. He became such a Yerushalayim that the Gemara says, Lo tisni yiras chet ikar ano. Just like Rabbi Yosef is a Sinai and Tarti v'mashma, that he was an Anav Mikol Adam, Rabbi Yosef, like Har Sinai, Rabbi Nachman Bar Yitzchak became the epitome of Yiras Chet. So Rabbi Nachman Bar Yitzchak gave everybody nicknames. Rabbi Nachman Bar Yitzchak had his own name. You know who gave it to him? Abaya gave it to him. We're in Perikira, in the middle of some of the hardest sugis in Shas. In Shabbos, that's the beginning of Perikira. Lamed Chananya and the Rabban. In Lamed Zayin Amabes. That's where he gave him that nickname. And what was his nickname? It was Marido Uvda. But if we appreciate the rest of the story, it's a story, right? Everyone says all the story with the Netziv and stories of underdogs and how they fought back and they became Gedolim and Klal Yisrael. You don't have to look further than Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak. It's a Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Kufnun Vamam and Beis, and it's another Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Lamed Zayin Amid Beis, where Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak Be'etzem Mitzat Tivay had no business becoming Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak. Yet he goes down as one of the greatest Amiram of all time. Yeah, Mamish, you keep your eyes open, you see your job. It's Abaya. He said, I saw the Toldos Tanam Amiram, the Rav Aaron Hyman, he was trying to bring out what an integral part of Shas Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak is. Right? Sometimes feels like one of the unsung heroes. Like, what an integral part of Shas is. He says, it's Pashit. He's mentioned so often in Shas that when the Gemara says, Havayis da Abaya the Rav, the Gemara means Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak. It's Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak. You can't make a move in Shas without Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak. But the rest of the story was that this was a child that really, really, the astrologers convinced the mother, give up on this child. Brich Ganvahava, your child is going to be a Ganev. His mother didn't give up. His mother went and fought and told her son, just daven and cover your head, came up with a school of whatever it takes. And Lamaisa, this son turned into the Marad Uvda. He became the great Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak. To end on a much lighter note, and that is, so we were going through the Gemara, and the Gemara said that there was a halacha, could you force people to be mishtatav in an Erev? So the Gemara, Shmuel said, yeah, you can, if someone was ruggled to be mishtatav in an Erev, and he decided this Shabbos he's not being mishtatav, you go into his kitchen, you walk into his refrigerator, take out food, and you do what you have to do. So Gemara says, is this a raya? You see, you can force someone to contribute to a lechi, you can force someone to contribute to a kair. So Gemara says, that's not a raya. Why? Shani Hasam Dalek Mechitzis. There it's different because there it's Mechitzis. Rashi says you needed to protect the city. So being you needed to protect the city, there it's going to be different. Lishnachrina says the Gemara, Mitzad Sha'ani. And we mentioned when we went through the Gemara that nobody can figure out what this means exactly. Lishnachrina, Mitzad Sha'ani. If you take a look at the Vilna Goyen changes the word from Mitzad in the Agoy Sagra to Bebezdin. Meaning it's not Mitzad, but rather it's Bebezdin. Meaning, the Gemara is giving a second teretz. You know what the second teretz was? Bebezdin shiny. There's a difference between forcing somebody on your own, taking matters in your own hand, of it in his dina lenafshe, versus summoning him to Bezdin and letting Bezdin deal with it. Oh, if Bezdin wants to deal with it, there it's going to be okay. And the truth is, over here, in the Hagoy Sagra, all it is a comment. But if you see in parentheses, they say, Ayin bepirish Hagoyin alei rechayim, simin shin samach zayin, sivkot nyutz. If you take a look in that Bir Agra, the Mechaber over there brings this halacha. Avu koifen oisei bebezdin, la'ariv imayim, oi bezdin yardin l'nechasav. That Bezdin is always able to force someone to contribute into a shein. And the truth is, there's no mefurish Gemara anywhere to this halach of the Mechaber. Says the Goyin, you want to know where the Mechaber got this halach. Where did the Mechaber know this halach that Bezin can force someone to be Mishtatev? Zok the Vilna Goyin. The Gemara Erev in the Pehamid Beis, Lishna Achrina, the Bezin Shani, the Kach Tzorich Loimar, so the Goyin didn't just change the Gersa, but while the Goyin changing the Gersa, he found him a car to this elusive halacha, this halacha that the Mechaber said, "Av koyf nayse bebezin," and nobody knows where the Mechaber got this halacha from. Zok the guy, and you want another makar? It's Erevin Dafet. Where does Erevin Peyam Beis says something about the teretz? It said lishna achrina mitzad shiny, and no one in the world knew understood what it means mitzad shiny. It's not mitzad, but rather it's supposed to be bebezin. If you look on the side of the Gemara, there's a guy, it's Rabbi Tzal Ranchberg. Rabbi Tzal Ranchberg was a Talmud of the Noida Behudu. Was one of the Gaonim that lived in Prague during that era. So he brings what the Vilna Gaon says, and he writes it afterwards, V'divrei Elokim Chayim. It's Divrei Elokim Chayim, because the Gaon didn't just change a Girsa in the Gemara. The guy, we literally knocked off two birds with one stone. Number one, we explained the Gemara in Erevin, and number two, the Gaon just found a Makar to Allah and Shulchan Aruch that no one had a Makar to. So it must be the Beis Yosef, the Mechaber, had this Makar, and this is where he got it from, because he didn't have Lishna Achrina Mitzad Shiny, but rather he had Lishna Achrina Bebezdin Shiny. Now we just mentioned the Noida Yehuda. The truth is, there's a tshuva from the Noida Yehuda on this Gemara. It's actually very, very mysterious. It's in Chesha Mishpat, it's a Madura Tinyana, it's Simon Lamites. The name of the tshuva is Begirsas Hashas Be'erivin Daf Peyom and Aleph. That's the name of the tshuva. Begirsas Hashas Be'erivin Daf Peyom and Aleph. And the Shoyal asked the Noida Yehuda what pshat in this Gemara is, and he wanted to say that maybe the Girsa is not Lishna Achrina Mitzad Shiny, but rather Lishna Achrina Chatzar Shiny. That's what he wanted to say. Not Mitzad, he wanted to say the Gemara is being mechalik between a Mavoy and a Chatzar. Ayin Sham. Anyways, Nadi Behuda wrote a tshuva, and Nadi Behuda said that he doesn't think that that's the right Girsa. He had himself had two suggestions. One of his suggestions was, he was mechamim to the Vilna Gaon, he said that maybe the right Girsa is Bebezdin Shiny. Then he had another Girsa, and at the very end of the tshuva, he tells the Shoyal, V'lochein L'dayiti Kosh like Cain, I don't agree with your Haggah. However, in Be'ene Mar Nochin Hadavar, but if this is what you feel, you can be Magia however you want to be Magia. I'm not stopping. I'm not going to micromanage you. But at the same time, I don't think that's the right Gersa. I don't think change the word Mitzat to Chatzar. I think it's either Bezdin or his other Pshat, Ayin Shah. So it bothered me a little bit. It's funny. This is the name of the Simon. Now, a little bit of background. The Noida Behuda Madura Tinyana was not put together by the Noida Yehuda. It was done Lacha Moisei by his son, Rav Shmuel Landau. And Rav Shmuel Landau had to go through, sift through Kama V'Kama Tshuvas, and he picked and chose which one of his Tshuvas were going to make the cut to the Madura Tinyana. And this was one of his Tshuvas. It's a Tshuva, Begirsas Hashas Be'erivin, Da Permet Aleph. But the truth is, there's always the rest of the story. You know who the Shoyal was? Who's the Shoyal? If you take a look at the Shoyal, it's L'chvoid Ahuvi Yedidi Harav Agoyin Mareinu V'Rabbeinu Harav Yeshaya Berlin. Rabbi Yeshaya Berlin was also known as Rabbi Yeshaya Pick. Rabbi Yeshaya Pick is the author of the Masoiris Hashas. Now the truth is, the Masoiris Hashas was written by the Baal Shilta Gibayrim, who lived in the 1500s. But Kiyadur, Rabbi Yeshaya Pick added a lot to the Masoiris Hashas. The Shoyal was Rabbi Yeshaya Pick. He wrote the Masoiris Hashas. He was doing his magnum opus, and he was going through Shas, and he came to a Gemara Erev in Daf Pei Amid Beis, Lishna Achrina Mitzad Shiny, and he was stumped. He didn't know what to do. See, he came up with a whole theory. Maybe it's Chatzar Shiny, but he didn't want to do it on his own. See, he said, I'm going to ask the Shaila from the Gadol Adar. So every single Shaila crossed the desk in Noida Behuda, this one also did. So Rabbi Yeshaya Berlin, Rabbi Yeshaya Pick, sent the Shaila to Tzpasha. This is what's going on here. See, he sent this to the Noida Behuda, and he told the Noida Behuda what he thinks, and that's what the Noida Behuda told him at the end. You just read it. V'lochein l'dayti kosha l'agi, okay? V'afo pikin, b'inei mar nochein madover, yochel l'agi akritzoinoi. He's being Magi, not being Magi, his Gemara in his study. He's being Magi in the Vilna Shas. We still use the Vilna Shas, right? This is what he's being Magi. He's being Magi, a Torah that's Nevuah, that's Hutzruch HaLadayr. This is just the Noida Behuda who has his hand in everything. But either way, this is not just a Tshuva, Begirsas Hashas, Be'erivin Daf Pei Amud Aleph. Obviously, everything, every line, word in Torah is Chasha, but I think this is the rest of the story. This is the Tshuva over here to show that every big Shaila crossed the desk of the Noida Behuda. Rabbi Yeshaya Pick was working on his magnum opus. He wasn't sure how to make sense of this Girsa right here. So what did he say? He said, Lishna Achrina Mitzay Chayni. But I'll tell you one other charifis, and we'll end with this. I saw in the Megadim Chadashim from David Yoyo Weiss. So he brings from the Sefer Meged Eretz, who wrote a Pirish on the Prima Gadim. In his Akdama to the Prima Gadim, he discusses this Girsa in the Gemara. This was a very elusive Girsa. The reason is, again, it's very rare, because you have a Gemara, the Rishonim didn't talk about it. You know, if you had a Rashi, a Tosa, Rajba, Ritva, maybe a Psashita Mekobetzes and Bava Kmetzia, somebody. Nobody helped us out here. We have no way of knowing what exactly is going on here. And as a result, everybody was a shtickle lost. But either way, so this Sefer Meged Eretz, he wrote a Pirush on the Prima Gadim, and in his Akdama, he writes the following. He said that Kame Kumasin Nishtabru, to try to figure out this Girsha, Lishna Achrina, Mitzad Shaini.
Sahara Harifus. He said, I think everybody made a mistake. I'm going to tell you what I think Pshat is going on over here. What's the very next Gemara? Itmar, Rav Chiya bar Ashi, Amar Oisli Lachi Asherah. Rav Chiya bar Ashi said, you can take an Asherah and you can make a Lechi using an Asherah. So he said, I think that all these letters are Rosh Tevis. They represent the memories that Rav Chiya bar Ashi said in Masech Tzeirvin. Lamed Aleph, Lishnachrina, Mitzad, Mem Tzadik Dalid, Shani Shin Aleph Nun Yud. And he went on to explain it. He said, the Lamed is this halacha right here. Lechi Asherah, Oysen Lechi Asherah. The Aleph, and if you bezam and bezam Masech Tzeirvin, Rav Chiya bar Ashi said that if you have a mavui that's Arkoi Kerachvoi, it's a box, Enoi Nitta Belechi Bekoiro. The mem, that's the next letter, is also a memory of Reb Chiya bar Ashi. Daf Lamed Amud Aleph, Ma'arvin Bebasar Chai. The tzaddik is something that Reb Chiya bar Ashi said in Ervin Daf Dalon Amud Aleph. He said, Chatzitzin u'mechitzin, and Shiurim are Allah l'moyshe mitzinai. But it would be tzaddik, right? Chatzitzin mechitzin. Right? Familiar with Simonim a little bit. It would be a tzaddik. What's the dalit? That's the next letter. Ervin Daf Samachim Amud Aleph. Reb Chiya bar Ashi is the one that said that you can't daven if unless it's daitoi miyushevis olav. That's the dalit. So what's the shin? So there's a gemara on daf tzadik heim et aleph, chotze shin nifritza, asurin lo oisa shabbos. Now if you look in that gemara, the girs is Rav Chiya bar Yosef, but the goyis habach changes the girs to Rav Chiya bar Ashi. So it's also Rav Chiya bar Ashi, it's a shin, it's shabbos. What's the aleph? Shin aleph, echad oni ve echad asher, could make an erubit achumim using their food, right? It was meant for everybody. Or it could be mahalach bera, with their food. And this is, who said it? Rav Chiya bar Ashi is the one that said it. Nun, nichnas tamei oibamum, that's a gemara later, kofei amir aleph. And finally, the yud, is there was a memra, a very, very short memra, that afyud zayin number days, that was talking about mayim achroinim and mayim rishonim, that Rav Chiya bar Ashi was the one that said it, he said it was yodayim. But either way, he said that everybody was trying to figure out and make sense of this mysterious lishna achrinim mitzad shayini. I think you know what was missing over here? What was missing was parentheses. It was supposed to say simin, Loi mitzad shayni. And in the world of simonim, it makes perfect sense because we're about to introduce something that Rav Chiya bar Ashi said. And being that we're about to introduce something that Rav Chiya bar Ashi said, this is what's going on over here. I took a look in Rav Reuven Margolis' Sefer Netzoy Tzayar, and I was not surprised that he says mamish word for word. He says the shtickle tires. Posh, it's go'ine go'ines. But this is what he said. It's a Rosh Tevis. It's a Rosh Tevis for the simonim of every single member of Rav Chiya bar Ashi. And the one, the shin that would have been a problem, that Goy Sabach addresses. And Daf Tzadik Hamad Alp. Either way, in this Sefer Megad Eretz he brings that he told this over once to the Avnei Nezer. And he told it over to Agoyin HaKadosh Bal Avnei Nezer. And when the Avnei Nezer heard it, V'kose, he was Meshabeach it. He thought it was absolute Goyness. And we will end with that. Utter exhale. So just one Ha'ara. And there seems to be a little bit of a delay these days between the raid bites and the daf itself. But one ha'ara, going back to yesterday's daf, it's a very, very zeitiger point, but it's a thesis from Rav Reuven Margolis, and we've mentioned a few of his shtiklach recently. So, the Ein Beis Medrash B'Lei Chiddush, a davar nifla that I recently saw from Hagoyin, the Sinai V'Oike Horeb, Rav Reuven Margolis. So we saw in yesterday's daf a discussion about ha'achin shayu oichlin al shulchan aviyim. Do we look at them as one as it relates to Reuven Chatzeres, or do we not look at them as one? These were a bunch of brothers. They lived in the same chatzer with their father, and they were supported by their father. They lived in separate houses. They used to take their food and eat it in their own house, but they were supported by their father. And the question is, do we look at their houses as independent houses, or do we look at them as maybe only one? And the Gemara went on to discuss similar cases. What would be if somebody had five wives, and he's supporting all five of his wives? They live in separate houses in the same chatzer, but he's supporting all of them. Or, somebody had five avodim, and he's supporting all of his avodim. Or what if he had a Rebbe and a Talmud? Machlokes Rebbe ben Bover, Rebbe ben Beseira, a whole sugya, the Mishnah nine days on the days, the Gemara and Daf Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph. But one of the cases was Mishi Yeshloi Chamesh Noshim Mikablois Prasmi Baleim. That if somebody has five wives, he's supporting all five of his wives. They're living in separate houses in this chatzer. How do we view them as it relates to Eruve Chatzeres? No, somebody has five wives, can't have five wives, right? You only have one wife. There's a Cherem de Rabbeinu Gershon. But the teretz is, it's only a cherem to Rabbeinu Gershon. Rabbeinu Gershon, Ma'ir HaGoyle, was one of the Ga'inim, or like Mamish, the earliest of the Rishainim, that Kufa. And Rabbeinu Gershon made a takana that a person should not be able to marry more than one woman. But Midai Raisa, and even Midai Rabbana, there's no issa for a person to have more than one wife. And it's for that reason you could have a shaila like this. Mishi Yesh Lechamish Noshim, and he's supporting all five of them, what would be the halacha regarding a Ruva Chatzeres? Right, you can't have a woman that has five husbands, because once a woman gets married, she's an Eshes-ish, and if that's the case, she can't get married to somebody else. But it doesn't work in the reverse. A man can have more than one wife. And based on that, it'd be shayach, a case of Misha Yesh Lechamish Noshim, Mekabes Prasmi Balein. And the truth is, this idea that somebody could have more than one wife underpins many sugis hashas, most notably Masechtes Yevamos. Right, half of Yevamos, the first Mishnah, Tsarus and Tsarus Tsarus and Atsoif Kaladiris, right, this is what it deals with. Situations like this. But the point is, it's based on the fact that Midei Raisa, Afilu Midei Rabbanan, and it was up until the times of Rabbeinu Gershon. Incidentally, even Rabbeinu Gershon's Cherim had an expiration date, Kiyodua, but the income of Koyme Laharach. But I'll tell you something very, very interesting. There's a sefer, it's called Yichusei Tanoim Va'amayron. It's a Friedige sefer, it was written by Rabbeinu Yehuda ben Rab Kloinemis Mishapiro. He wrote a sefer, it's called Yichusei Tanoim Va'amayron. And he goes through, say, the Hadera style, the different Tanoim and Amayron. When it comes to Bar Kapara, so he says about Kapara, quote, Chacham Gadol Haya. Bar Kapara was a very wise man. Kid Isa Baharaya, Brachas Tav Samach Bez Amid Bez, Dahav Maz Ben Mili Bedinri. Mufurish ba'agada, it's mufurish in agada, sheyud beiz noshem hayulai. That Bar Kapara had 12 wives, v'kiblu aleyem lefarnasai. But he didn't support them, like in our case, in Erev and Dafayim, Gimel Amid Aleph, but rather, they supported him, because they wanted to marry him, because he was so smart. So they said, you know what? If you agree to marry us, I'll support you. As I state, Bar Kapara was very, very smart. He was so smart to have a mazben mila bedinri. He used to make a living by selling his chachma. Mufurish bagada sheyud beis nashen hayulai v'kiblu aleim lefarnesai kidei sheyisa oisam meirayv chachmasai. So Rabbi Margolis brings that there were a few good oinim that wrote commentary on this sefer Yichusei Tanoim v'Amayron, and the kulam ro v'gam tomo. He said, what, Bar Kapara had 12 wives? He said, whoever heard that Bar Kapara had 12 wives? Where is this coming from? And the truth is, you said, what do you mean mechtei sanat? If you could have more than one wife. So who said that Bar Kapara didn't have 12 wives? So said Rav Reuven Margolis, he said, although it's true, we're familiar with the cases and all the sugyas in Masechtes Yevamos. He says, however, if you go through all the different stories that Chazal say, this is a quote, U'bechol alfei me'urois v'sipurim shebesifreis ha-Talmud ein anu moitzim kol hoy v'metziyazu. You never ever will find one real life example where somebody had more than one wife. And the truth is, he says, he gives a few examples, rayas, where you find that it looks like that, in fact, it was something that was very, very loy shchiach. There's a Gemara in Masechtes Ksubos, Daf Samech Beis Amid Beis. The Gemara says that Rebbe had a son that got married. And what did he do after he got married? Went to Koyl. How long did he go to Koyl for? So once upon a time, people used to go, Ozel Yosef Tartis Rishni Bebei Rav. He went to Koyl for 12 years. What was the cheshbon 12 years? The Chidas says in the Sefer Maris HaAyim, because the Mishnah says, Ben Eser LeGemara. When you turn 10, that's when you're supposed to start learning Gemara. Yemeshnoi Seinu Vahem Shivim Shana. A person lived 70 years, which means how many years of Gemara? 60 years of Gemara. A Yid's supposed to give a Chaymish. Mikol HaShetite LeYakov Avinu said, Asa Asrenaloch. You're supposed to give a Chaymish to the Eivishta. So people used to take of their 60 years, 12 years they used to dedicate it, that's one fifth of 60, they used to give it to the Eivishta. That's why you find many Gemaras where people went to learn for 12 years. So Zokta Gemara, he went to learn for 12 years. When he came back, his wife, she became Ma'akara. Omar Rebbe. So Rebbe said, Hechi Navet, Oyvei, what should we do? I mean, this is Rebbe's daughter-in-law, it's his son's wife. So what should we do? Nigarsha. Should my son divorce his wife? Yoimru, people are going to say, Ani Azula Shav Shimra. Now, she waited all these years, and then he comes home from yeshiva after 12 years, and he gives her a get. Nintzav Itzachriti, he says, okay, maybe she just marry another wife. Yoimru, you know what people are going to say? Oh, Zu Ishtai, Vezu Zainasai? One is his wife and the other one is a zayna. Boyle rachme. So Rebbe had no choice. At gedaf machen a moifis. Vistayis. And he made a moifis. And that's exactly what happened. Another Gemara. There's a Gemara in Mesechtis Yevamis. Dafla medalit amid beis. The Gemara says, Kiyasa Ravan am Rabbi Yochanan. Ravan came from Eretz Yisrael back to Bavel. And he reported many things from Rabbi Yochanan. And he heard the following. He said, Kol shashos achar baila ach eser shonim. If somebody waits after her husband's death for 10 years and doesn't get married to somebody else, shuveni yeledes. She's not going to be able to have children anymore. That if an almana, she waits 10 years before she gets married, she won't have children. That's when she wasn't planning on getting married again. So if she was masiach das from getting married, there's such a concept. If she wasn't masiach das from getting married, she will be able to have a child. The Gemara says, Rava, we know, was married to Bas Rav Chizda. So Rava turned to his wife, Bas Rav Chizda, said, you know, come around in Rabbanon Abasrech. The Rabbanon are, they're saying things about you. He said, why? Why are they saying things about me? Because Bas Rav Chizda married Rava, but Rava wasn't her first husband. She had been married previously. Who was she married to? Rami Bar Chama. Rami Bar Chama passed away, and then she married Rava. But she married Rava more than 10 years after the Petir of Rami Bar Chama. So there was more than a 10-year gap that she wasn't married. Then she married Rava, and she had children with Rava. So people started saying that must be during that 10-year tkufa plus that you weren't married to Rami Bar Chama, because Rami Bar Chama wasn't alive anymore, and you weren't married to me yet, that maybe you were being unfaithful. Maybe you were something happened, because otherwise it doesn't make sense. There must have been a beer, because if there was no beer, then how did you suddenly have a child? Amrulesa, she told him, I was waiting for you. I knew I was going to marry you, and I was waiting for you. So it's not true. I was waiting for you the whole time. And because I was waiting, says, well, I was waiting for you. So says Tosfos, what does this all mean? So Tosfos says, if you want to know the rest of the story, it's a well-known Gemara in Bava Basra, Daf Yud Beis Amid Beis. The Gemara says, Amr Rabbi Yochanan, Yom Shachar Beis Hamikdash, Nitla Nevuah Min HaNeviim, V'Nitna L'Shoitim L'Tinoikis. That Yom Shachar Beis Hamikdash, the Avisha took the Neviim from the Neviim, and it was given to the Shoitim, and it was given to the Tinoikis. That's a long Gemara. And the Gemara says, Tinoikis, Mahi, what's an example of where a Tinoikis had Nevuah? Ki had Bas Rav Chizda, the daughter of Rav Chizda, Aviyasvi v'kanfei davuah. She was once sitting on her father's lap. She was a young child. Aviyasvi kamei Rava v'Rami Bar Chama. And Rami Bar Chama were both sitting in front of her. So the Gemara said, Amalah, so Rav Chizda told his daughter, Mami Nayu's boys, tell me which one of these Bachrim do you want to marry? Amalei Trevayu. Says, I want to marry both. So the Gemara says, Amar Rava. Rava said, Vano Basra, ich will sein de zwei. Right, so Rav is out. I don't want to be the first husband because that's not going to work out. So I obviously want to be the second one. And the Kachava, Bas Rav Chizda ended up marrying Rami Bar Chama, and she ended up marrying Rava. So you see that it ended up playing out. It says Tosfos quoting Rabbeinu Tam, Amar Rabbeinu Tam. Now what's pshat? What did Bas Rav Chizda mean when she told Rava, I was waiting for you? Amar Rabbeinu Tam Mishuma Hu Uvda the Perikam of the Bava Basra. The Amar Bas Rav Chizda Travayu Kabeino. She says, I want to marry both of them. She herself believed in her nevuah. And she knew one day she was going to marry Rami Bar Chama and Rav. So she married Rami Bar Chama. And then Rachman Lasson, Rami Bar Chama passed away. So she knew that one day she's going to marry. So that's what she told Rav. I knew I was going to marry you because I said it as a nevuah when I was a little girl sitting on my father's lap, Rav Chizda. I knew one day I was going to marry you, and that's what I was waiting for. So Freik Tosfos, Freik Rabbeinu Tam. So if that's the case, why didn't she just marry him right away? As soon as she was an almana, she should have gotten married. Why'd she have to wait so long? So that's Tosfos, if you show you the Rav Isha Acheres. Because Rava was married at the time. So Ichara li nasei lai, she waited to marry Vafilu Hacha Haisa Mitzapulai. She knew there was another wife, so obviously right now it wasn't a geya, but she was waiting. Said Ruv Margolis, I don't understand. This is in the world of Yevamis and the Gemara that we learned, a person has five wives. This is okay. It's pre-chem de Rabbeinu Gershom. So what was the problem? Says the Teretz is, it never happened. And he says, you can go look. Bechol alfei ma'oirois vestipurim shebe sifrei satalman eino namoitzim koloi matziyazu. But by the way, there's fine print. Milvad, there's one exception. It's a Gemara in Sukkot Av Chavava Manav. I think the Gemara is where somebody asked Rabbi Eliezer, he says, Kagoy Nani, he says, I have two families. I have one here and I have one there. So what's my dearest kvaz relates to Sukkot? He says, it's the only case, and he's madchik, he says, Mekenza Chanetz again. But he says, even if that goes through all the Midrashim and the Sefraz and the Sefriz and the Yerushalmis, you're never going to find such a Metzias. So if you're never going to find such a Metzias, so what's going on over here? We have here in the Sefer, Yichusei Tanam Vamayram, that Bar Kapara was a Chacham Gadol, Kedisa Baharaya, Umefurish Bagadol, Sheyud Beis Nashim Hayoloi, Vekiblo Aleim, Lefarnas, Kedesh Yisa, Isa Mereif, Chachmasai, this is the Kasha. So he says, I'm going to tell you, Pshat.
The teretz to this kasha is mefurish and a Yerushalmi. This is like unsolving a riddle. So he says, I'll tell it to you. It's a Yerushalmi in the fourth parak in Masechtas Yevamos. Now the Yerushalmi is written in Yerushalmi language. So Reuven Margolis, he translated it into Ivrit. Quote, Maisa, there was a story with Shloish Es Asar Achim Hayu. There were 13 brothers, Umesu Shneim Asar Mehem Libanim, and 12 of them died, and they didn't leave over any children. Bo Almanas Haskukas Liabn Lefnei Rebbe. The Almanas all came to Rebbe. Vidarshu Shah Ach Shanisha Bechayim Yiyaber Maisam. They all wanted Yibo. There was 13 brothers, 12 of them died, there was one that was alive, and they all wanted that the one brother that's alive should have to do Yibam on all these Yivamas. Amalei Rebbe. So Rebbe turned to the one brother and he said, Lech v'tiyab moysam. I want you to go and I want you to do the Yibam. Bikesh ha-yavam li-yipata b'chalitza. Now this Yavam tried getting out with, he didn't want to do Yibam. He wanted to do Chalitza. V'leirotza li-yabam. V'nimech b'kach. And he came up with an excuse. What was his reason for not doing Yibum? Rebbe said to Yibum, he had an alibi. He says, I can't support all these women. What am I supposed to do? So he didn't want to do Amra, Kolachas Measkukos. So all these women said, Shehime Kabelas Alatzma, Lechalko Parnosas, Kolabayas Chodesh Bishonda. They all said that they were willing to do 1 month. They were 12. So it worked out perfectly. It's 12 months in the year. And each one of these women said that they're willing to support their husband, this Yavam, for 1 month. No, it's perfect. We're 12. Amar Yavam, but the Yavam understood. He said, "Umi Yafarnes Bechaydash Hanoisif. What's going to be when there's an Ibiyar? It's going to be a very expensive Adashani." He said, "Who's going to help me during the Ibiyar?" Amar Rebbe, so Rebbe who was a Gvir, he said, "Ani Yafarnes Chaydash Ha'iva." This was like an appeal. He says, "I have it done. This is Chaydashani Aleidik." Rebbe said he's going to handle that. His follow Rebbe Aleim, Rebbe Davin for this family. She Yifkedu Bezeres Al Kayama VeYibane Bate Ochiv Shemesu. They all left. 3 years after this story happened, it was the first Ibiyah. Bo Yud based a national of based the Rabbi. These 12 women came to Rebbe's house. Rebbe's tefillahs were niskavel, and it was 3 years, and all 12 of these women showed up with 3 children. In total, there were 36 children. And all 36 kleine kinderlach, they're outside Rebbe's house. All of Amr the Rebbe, they went upstairs to Rebbe, and they said, "Kilamata brachayv oimdim yuladim hamavakshal lishal b'shloima." He says, "There's somebody that came to say shalom aleichem to the Rebbe." So he went, "Hibit Rebbe derech achaloid." Rebbe opens up the window for us. Atinoikis, he sees all these children, a whole yeshiva. V'imoyseim shaloisam, and he says, "Tell me, matem avakshes, what could I do? You coming for a bracha?" He says, "No, not coming for a bracha." He says, "It's an ibiyah this year." Amrulayas parnasas chaydish or ibur anu darshais. He says, "We're coming for you promised us the extra year." The Nasalem, again, Rebbe, gave it to them, and that's the story. Said Rebbe Reuven Margolis. There's one thing that's not mefurish in this story. Who was this Yavam? Who was he? Is this Yavam, who ends up marrying 12 Yavamis. The Yavamis promised to support him, because that was the deal, and Rebbe was the one that said that I'm going to end up taking the extra. So said Reuven Margolis, I don't know for sure. He said, Balule de Mistafina. He says, I think you know the Yavam was. The oven was none other than Bar Kapara. He says, what was his reaction initially when they said do Yibam? He says, I don't want to do Yibam, I want to do Chalitza. He said, it just so happens that Bar Kapara is the one that says in Yavamis Daf Kuf Tes that a person should be Mirachik Atzmai from a Yibam and he should always do Chalitza. So this was Bar Kapara Vashitasai. Bar Kapara who said that you're supposed to do Yibam. And you should do Chalitza, you shouldn't do Yibam. Everyone knows that Bar Kapara was a Talmud Muvik of who? He was a Talmud Muvik of Rebbe. So this all happened in Rebbe's cries. He was a Talmud Muvik of Rebbe. He was the one who we know didn't want to do Yibum. He said a person should be Mirachik himself from Yibum. He should always be the one to do Chalitza. What was the end of the story? 12 wives that supported him. That's exactly what it says in this Sefer of Yechusei Tanan Amayram. That Mefurish Ba'agad, it has to be Mefurish somewhere. Where's the Mefurish? He says, Pasha, it has to be this story. Sheyud Beis Nashim Hayulai, Vekiblu Aleim Lefarnesai, Kidei Sheyisa Oysam, Meirav Chachmasai. Says, Rabbi Reuven Margolis, here's one last punchline. He says, Lefize, you could understand another Gemara. The Bekias is just ridiculous. He says, Brachas Dafnun Vav Amin Beis. Amalei Bar Kapara Le Rebbe. Bar Kapara told Rebbe, Ro'isi Bechaloimi. He said, I had a dream. nechtaku shtei yodai. He says, in my dream, both of my hands got chopped off. Amalei Rebbe, Rebbe says, it's a good dream. It's not a bad dream. Sounds like it's a bad dream. So Rebbe said, no, it's a good dream. You're not going to have to work for a living. People are going to support you. Not like in our sukkia, where this man is supporting a bunch of families. Here they were all supporting him. And this is also a pisroin to the chida of the ribui noshim. Ki elu ayud beis yavamois tayu. They weren't wives, they were yavamois. And as a result, v'akol yavay al mekoy mei basha. Opening Gemara, which discussed the story with Rav Preda. Rav Preda had a Talmud. He used to teach this Talmud his learning 400 times. And after 400 times, the Talmud understood what Rav Preda was teaching him. One time, Rav Preda told him that he's going to have to leave abruptly. He started teaching the Talmud, and the Talmud wasn't getting it. After 400 times, he still didn't get it. Rav Preda said, I understand, you always chap it after 400 times. How come you don't chap it now? So he told him, I'll tell you the truth. You told me you were going to have to leave. And as soon as you told me that, I couldn't concentrate. Because the whole shait, I mean, I kept on saying, hashtakoyimara. It's when Rebbe's about to get up. And I just couldn't focus. I couldn't concentrate. So Rav Preda told the Talmud, it's fine. It's okay. Let's try this again. He taught him another 400 times, and after the second time that he taught it to him for 400 times, finally the Talmud got it. The Gemara says in Shemayim there was a tumult. In Shemayim they couldn't get over what Rav Preda did. So much so that a Baskel came out, and the Baskel talked to Rav Preda. It addressed him. It said, Rav Preda, what you just did was unbelievable, and you're going to be rewarded for it. And I'm going to give you a choice. You have two options. If you want, you can be zoicha to Arichas Yomim, nichalech the lisfilach dalad meyishni. You can live another 400 years. Or, choice B, is you and your entire generation will be zoicha to Olam Haba, which might mean Olam Haba without din and yisurim. Rav Preda didn't have to think about it. Rav Preda said that I'm a vatra, my arichas yomim. I want that me and my generation should merit a portion in the world to come. Amalei HaKadosh Baruch Hu told this heavenly tribunal that Rav Preda had such his batlus after this unbelievable story. You know what? Tenu loy zuvazu. Let him and his generation merit a portion in the world to come. And additionally, Rav Preda should be zoicha to arichas yomim. And as it would seem from Tosfos and the Gemara, that Kachava Rav Zeira had incredible arichas yomim. Why did he have so much arichas yomim? It's this Gemara. And Tosfos says, even though there's another Gemara that talks about the arichas yomim of Rav Preda, Megil Dav Chav Zayin Amidbeis, but really, at the end of the day, after we saw everything fall into place, it would seem that it's this Gemara right here that Rav Preda merited to have incredible arichas yomim. Rav Reuven Margolis wrote a sefer called Mechkorim Bedarchei HaTalmud. And he has a lot of interesting essays where he talks about different things that at first glance in Gemara are difficult to understand. And Kedarchei Bakodesh, the incredible Sinai that Rav Reuven Margolis was, he explains the rest of the story with incredible genius. One of the theses that Rav Reuven Margolis has in this sefer, it's Sifkot and Yud, is Hamisparim b'Talmud, numbers that you find in the Gemara. And he says that there are a lot of numbers that you find in the Gemara that really, at first glance, are very difficult to understand. And he says that he believes that there were a lot of mistakes in Talmud Bavli and in Midrashim and in Yerushalmi when it comes to numbers. And he says he believes that very often the reason the mistake happened was either because there was just like a printing error where somebody saw a manuscript and he didn't understand 100% of what he saw. But he said even more importantly is because in the Gemara they never use numbers. Right? You don't find numbers. What you have are words that mean numbers, or sometimes you'll have Aleph, Beis, Gimel, which means 1, 2, 3, or maybe is an abbreviation for a number. And he says it's because of that there was confusion. And he says the truth is that if you ma'ayin in the Poskim and in the Rishonim, they already bring different examples of it. I'll just mention a few. Number one, he brings that the Beis Yosef in Yerideya Simen Kuf Yud discusses a halacha that he found in the Teres Habayis. So this is in the Teres Habayis HaKotzer that said a halacha regarding Isser Shenis Arev Batul Be'esrim. This is a lashon in the Teres Habayis. That Isser Shenis Batnis Arev Batul Be'esrim. Says the Beis Yosef, it's a Teres. Batul Be'esrim. Who ever heard about Batul Be'esrim? No such thing Batul Be'esrim. So said the Beis Yosef, what the Teres Habayis mean? So he says, I think what happened was like this. I think that the Teres Habayis wrote, Isser, that's Nisariv, Bebeis, has a din of Bittel.
Because even though we're familiar with Bittul B'Shishim, that's if you have a Taruvos Lach B'Lach. That's if two things get completely mixed into one. But if you have a Taruvos Yavish B'Yavish, there's three sandwiches. One is non-kosher and two of them are kosher. So Taruvos Yavish B'Yavish is a concept of Issush and Isar Beheter Chad B'Trei. But the Teres of Ayis didn't write Chad B'Trei. He wrote Bottle B'Beis. And he said whoever printed this Teres of Ayis thought that it wasn't a Beis. He thought it was a Chof. So instead of Bottle B'Beis, he wrote Bottle B'Chof. And that's how he came up with Bottle B'Beis. That's what Yosef says, Rabbi Yosef Cairo. See, the Rabbi Yosef Cairo acknowledged that it was Shaykh to make a mistake. He could make a mistake between a Beis and a Chof. And this is something that could happen. He brings another example. There's a Shach in Choshe Mishpat, Simin Kuf Lamed Beis, Siv Kotten He. The Shach over this says the following halacha. Shnayim Sha'arvu. If two people were Arevim on a loan. So Reuven borrows money from Shimon, and he got Levi and Yehuda to co-sign the loan. So if there's two Arevim, says the Shach, Shnayim Sha'arvu Loi Yifre May Eze Mehem Sha'yirtze. We can't go and just decide that you want to collect payment, assuming you have to go to the co-signer, from any one of the two people that you want. Says the Nesivos. This is the Nesivos HaMishpat. On the Shach, he says that he thinks it's a mistake. It's not true. Shnayim she'arvu lo yifra me'ezimem she'yirtza. The Nesivos says, I think that loch is punkfakert. Shnayim she'arvu, you can go to whoever you want. He says, what do you mean? The Shach said, Shnayim she'arvu lo yifra. What did the Shach mean? Says the Nesivos, I think there was a tois. I think that whoever printed the Shach thought that the Shach wrote Shnayim she'arvu lamed aleph, as in loymet al lamed, and loymet an aleph. Right? He thought that's what he meant. He meant loy. It's not what he meant. He meant to say le echad. Aleph is as in one person. Shnayim she'arvu le'echad yifra me'eza mehem she'yirtza. If two people were an arev for one person, you can go and you can collect payment from whoever you want. So says the Nesivos, I think it was a mistake. I think someone confused the lamed aleph, which was supposed to mean le'echad, as if it would have said loy. And as a result, it was a mistake. Either way, Rabbi Reuven Margolis goes after example and example and example, where he proves different cases with this precedent for such an idea, where there was a mistake made because we don't have numbers, and as a result, somebody got a little bit confused. Then he gives a few more dramatic examples, some of which on the gay, some of the raid that we spoke about recently. There's a Gemara in Masechtis Bava Metzia, that Pei Hei Amid Aleph. The Gemara over there says that Rabbi Yosef, as in the Sinai, Rabbi Yosef, as in the Onav, Yosef Arbon Taneso. He once fasted 40 Tanesim, and he said the following, Lo Yomushu Mipicha. Rabbi Yosef so badly didn't want to forget learning. Yosef was a Sinai. He didn't want to forget learning. So he said, he fasted 40 Tanesim, so it should be Lo Yomushu Mipicha should always have his Torah. Says the Gemara, Yosef Arbon Tanesachrin. Then he fasted another 40 Tanesim. And he said, Lo Yomushu Mipicha Mipizaracha. This was for his children. Yosef Meir Tanisachrini. Then he fasted another 100 Tanesim, and he said, Lo Yomushu Mipicha Umipizaracha Umipizerezaracha. So Rabbi Yosef fasted three sets of Tanesim. He fasted 40 Tanesim. Lo yomushu mipicha. Another 40 tanesim. Lo yomushu mipicha mipizaracha. And then he fasted 100 tanesim. And he said, Lo yomushu mipicha mipizaracha v'zeres ha'omer. Then after he said, Mekam v'eich lo yitzrichna. After this, I don't have to, because Torah machzeres ha'lachzanya shalom. If he has three generations of Torah, Rabbi Yosef said, I don't have to fast anymore. Then the Gemara says, Rabbi Zeri kizol l'klarit Yisrael. Rabbi Zeri came to Eretz Yisrael. Yosef meyot tanesim. He fasted 100 tanesim. Til ishtakech Gemara bavlo aminei, because he wanted to forget the Talmud Bavli. Kehecha do l'nitra de. Yosef meyot tanesim. Then he fasted another 100 Tanesim, that Rabbi Lozer shouldn't pass away during his lifetime. And then he fasted another 100 Tanesim, that he shouldn't be Nifka, Dulei Nishlat Bein Nura de Gehenna. Either way, says the Marshal, that he thinks there was a toy cipher in this Gemara. This is the Marshal. Rabbi Shloim Aluria says it was a toy cipher. Rabbi Yosef fasted 40 Tanesim, then he fasted another 40 Tanesim, then he fasted 100 Tanesim. So why do you go from 40 to 40 to 100? It's interesting. Why would he go from 40 to 40 to 100? He said it's a toy cipher. He didn't fast 100 the third time. He fasted 40. He said it was 40, and then it was 40, and then it was 40. He says, Rav Zera also. Rav Zera fasted 100, 100, and 100. I don't think he really meant to fast 100, 100, and 100. You know what he really meant, what he fasted? He fasted 40, 40, 40. Somebody made a mistake. So what was the mistake? The Marshal didn't explain what the mistake was, but he said there was a mistake. He said, what was the mistake? Said Rav Reuven Margolis. He said, you know what the mistake was? It's very, very simple. It must have said, Arboim, Arboim, and then it said, men. So whoever saw this, he must have assumed that the mem is probably short for meya. That's probably what it is. But it's really not what it was. You know what mem was? It was the number 40.
It's the gematria. It's the misprakotten of 40. That's what it was. So he must have assumed, however, that he meant meyer. And that's where the grais case is possible. Well, how else did you get from 40 to 100? Obviously, that was the mistake. It must have been mem, and it was a shaiva. Is mem meyer or is mem 40? This person saw mem, arbar mem. Oh, mem. It must be a different number. This must be 100. It must be short for me. It's not really how it was. Really, it was 40. And incidentally, says Rabbi Ruvim Margolis, he says, half of a fellow. He says, it's pashut to marshal's skills, so it makes more sense. He goes, what did they fast? 40, 40, 40. He says, we have a makar for 40, 40, 40. Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Shamayim. And he said, Alechem lo yachalti yumayim lo shasisi. And it was 40 and 40 and 40. And like we spoke out yesterday from Elif Lachash Shloimer of Shloimer Kluger in his beautiful tshuva, tshuvos, that he wrote to this yid that wanted to do tshuva, who saw in the tikune of the tshuva from the Rama Mipano, where the Rama Mipano said that if a person has no cheshbon of all the various that he did, so what should he fast? Gimel hafsakos. Shall Gimel Tanesim. Three sets of Gimel Tanesim Ritzufas. So he said, what's the Cheshbon? He said, the Cheshbon is because the Ramah says in Tavkov Samen Ches, the Machabes has the Yesh Mishayim, if somebody fasts 2 days in a row, Yom and Valelois, Kilo, Hisan, Achiv, Asiri. Somebody fasts 2 days in a row, it's Nechsha 40 Tanesim. Says Ramah, that's only if you're an Adam Chalosh. That's only if you're the faint of heart. But if you're a real Gibar, no, he's supposed to fast 3 days, 72 hours in a row. Because 72 hours is Nechsha of Karbam. He says, it's Pasha, that's where the Ramah Mipano got her from. Because you see this idea of fast 40, 40, 40, Moshe Rabbeinu, lechem lo yochalti, umayim lo shasisi. And he says, though 40, 40, 40 was all associated with the Chet Egel, even though the first 40 was before the Chet Egel. But it was all misuvav on the Chet Egel, and Klaisol ultimately got the kapara from the 120 days that Moshe Rabbeinu was in Shemayim. So there's an idea, 40, 40, that's what's going on in this Gemara, Bava Metzia, Pehei. This is Rabbi Yosef, 40, 40, 40. It's Rabbi Zeira, 40, 40, 40. It's that Shailos Shuvas Elif Lachash Shloimah. It's all this raid. It all comes together. It's that Ramah. But the bottom line is, said Rabbi Gol, how did the mistake happen? Had we go from 40, 40, 40 to 40, 40, 100 in Rabbi Yosef's case, or to 100, 100, 100 in Rabbi Zeira's case? It was a mem. That's what it was. It was a mem. Is the mem 40 or was the mem meyer? He says it can get confusing. And he says, pasha to him, that's what happened over here. Then he gives an even more dramatic example. He says something fascinating. The Gemara says in Masechta Sanhedrin, Daf Chaf Aleph Amar Aleph, it comes up in other places as well. And every time you learn this Gemara, it's very hard to understand it. The Gemara says, Omer Rav Yehuda Omer Rav, Arbe Meyois Yiladim Hayuloy LaDavid. David HaMelech had 400 children. V'kulam B'nei Yefas Toyer Hayu. They were all B'nei Yefas Toyer. So Yefas Toyer of the beginning of Parshas Kiseitze. Kiseitze Lamelchoma Aloy Vecho. So there's a halacha that if you're going to see an Ishi Yefas Toyer, V'choshaktaba, V'lokachtocha L'Isha, as I state in Torah. So David HaMelech had 400 children from Yefas Toyers, Umigadlan Blurus Hayu, they all grew a Blurus. Vekulon Yoishvin Bekroino Ishalza, they used to ride on golden chariots. Umahalchim Berashi Geisis, they used to go in the front of the army. Vehein Hayu Bali Agroi from Shalais David, these were the warriors of Beis David. Said Rabbi Ruvim Margolis, this Chazal is Einoy Omer Eladir Shuni. Says David HaMelech had 400 Bnei Yefas Toyer, it's impossible to understand. That's number one. He says, besides, the Rambam says that there was a halacha that when a person went to war, he was allowed to take a yefas, but only one yefas tayar. So for every milchama that a person went to, there was a heter for one yefas tayar. He says, there's a vayikra rabba in Perek Aleph that says that David HaMelech fought 18 milchamas. So he says, if you do the math, based on cheshbon, David HaMelech didn't have a right to have more than yud ches Yefas Toyers, which means that how in the world would it have been possible for him to have 400 children? There's no cheshbon. By the way, Kubi does not even a heter for a biyashniya. So it's not possible. So how's it possible 400? What's Pashup Shat? Again, Tzarech Iyun. David HaMelech had 400 Yeladim V'kula B'nei Yefas Toyer Hayu. See, he says that he thinks the Pshat is like this, and this is absolute goyness. He says, there's a pasuk in Divrei Hayamim Aleph, and this is in Paragimel. The pasuk over there discusses the children of David HaMelech. The Ela Hayu B'nei David, Asher Noilad Loi B'Chevroin. So David HaMelech had children, and first the pasuk lists the children that he had in Chevroin. HaBachar Amnoin, who was his mother? Achinoyam HaYisraelis, Sheni Daniel. David HaMelech had a son Daniel. La Avigayla Carmelis. And it was from his wife, Avigail HaKarmelis. Hashlishi, La'avsholem ben Macho, bas Talmei Melech Geshur. Harevi, Adonio ben Chagis. Hachamishi, Shvatio, La'avitol, through his wife, Avitol. Hashishi, the sixth one, was Yisram, Le'eglo Ishtoi. If you do the math, Shisha Noila Le'e B'Chevrin. It comes out that David Melech had six children in Chevrin. I'm skipping. The following children were David HaMelech's that he had in Yerushalayim. Shima, V'shoivav, V'nason, and Shloimoi, Arba, Lebas Shua Basamil. They were all born to Bas Shua Basamil. Then the pasuk continues and says that David HaMelech had more children. The Yifchar, the Elishama, the Elifalet, the Noiga, the Nefek, the Yofia, the Elishama, the Elyada, the Elifalet, Tisha. He had another 9 children. Said Rabbi Ruv Margolis, if you read the pasuk, it's very interesting. The first set of psukim, the children that David HaMelech had when he was in Hebron, so the pasuk mentions the name of the children and it says who their mothers were. The second set, the ones that he had in Yerushalayim, Shima, Shoivav, Nason, and Shloima, Arba, who was their mother? Bathshua, also known as Bathsheva, Basamil. These were the children that he had from Bathshua, Basamil. And then the pasuk mentions another 9 children, but it doesn't say who their mother was. He said, Sarachim, why wouldn't it mention who their mother was? So said Rabbi Ruven Margolis, that Libi Oymerli, that you know why those 9 children don't have their mother's name mentioned in the Riyayom and Malach Paragimel? Because they were the Bnei Yafas Tayer. And because they were the Bnei Yafas Tayer, they had no Yichus. And because they had no Yichus, that's where their name wasn't mentioned. So he says, if that's the case, you know how many Bnei Yafas Tayer David HaMelech really had? He had 9 Bnei Yafas Tayer. It wasn't 400. He says it was really 9. And by the way, it stems much better, because if he had 400 children, why are they not mentioning these psukim over here? Terence says, yeah, they are mentioned. But he had 9. So how do we go from 9 to 400? He said, it's very simple. You know what it said in the Gemara? He thinks, Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, tough. Tough, with a little schmitchik on top. It said tough. But you know what happened? Whoever wrote the Shas thought that, you know what he meant? He meant tough as in 400. He said, you know, it wasn't tough as in 400. It was tough as an abbreviated form of Tisha. 9. These are the 9 children. Pasuk says Tisha. That tough was short for that word Tisha that's mentioned over here in Divrei HaYamim. Paragimel, Pasuk Vav. That's what that tough was. So he said, why would the Matthias had written tough? Didn't he know? Wasn't he concerned that somebody would make a toys and think 400? He says, no, he wasn't. He said he was like, oh, I'll die that anybody would think 400, because the measure's plea of 400. How could it have been 400? So he says, it's poshut to him that the real cheshbon was 9, and it said Tisha, and the tough was short. And this is another example, he says, where a letter used as a number, as an abbreviated form of a word, got very confusing. And he says, you see what happened from it. But then he says, I'm going to give you another example. He says, I'm going to give you another example. He says, there's a Messiah that Rav, the Amora Rav, lived 400 years. There's a Messiah that Rav lived 400 years. It comes from the Sefer Seder Tanon Amiram, which is a classic Sefer. And he writes over there that Rav lived 400 years. And he says the truth is that he saw that the Ad Malachi and the Chidah, they all ask kashas. If Rav lived 400 years, Rav Tanu, Balik, I mean, this would put Rav in different generations, and it's very, very awesome. How is it possible to say that Rav lived 400 years? So he says, I'm going to tell you the pshat. He said he found in the Sefer Doris HaRishonim for Rabbi Yitzchak Isaac Halevi. And he said that in the Doris HaRishonim, he made a cheshbon that Rav lived 90 years. That's his cheshbon. He did math. He lived 90 years. So he says he thinks that the Rav Chai Tov Shonim of the Seder Tanam and the Amoram that people think means 400 years, and the Doris HaRishonim's cheshbon, he was an authority on this. He was a chaver of Reb Chaim Briske. And the Doris HaRishonim's cheshbon of Tishim Shonim was the same cheshbon, because the Tov was just short for Tishim. It wasn't short for Tisha, because why would you think 9? Rav didn't live 9 years. Rav Tanu Upolik, though you know what it means, it's not 400, he lived 400 years. He lived Tishim Shana. He says a classic example. He says, I'm going to answer another kasha. We just learned the Gemara in Erev and Daphne and Dalad Amid Beis, where the Gemara says, Rav prayed, he taught his Talmud 400 times, and then there was a Baskel that said, you're going to get another 400 years. The Gemara that we went through twice. Said the Rav Ruven Magolis, he said, the emesis, Rav prayed was a Talmud of Rebbe. He knew Rabbi Yudah Nasi. If he lived 400 years, that means he lived into the times of the Goyim. So he said, Zapella, how come Rabbi Goyim never said that? You know, we had a Shaila. There was a Pseyid, Rabbi Predot Agehesen, at Zitz Mizrach, at Voin Dortin, and we visited and we asked him all the Shailas. He knew Rabbi Yudah Nasi. It's the most basic, obvious question that nobody wants to ask. But how is it possible he lived 400 years? Azoy freik Rabbi Ruven Margolis. Said Rabbi Ruven Margolis, he said, I think it's the same toys. He said, I don't think he lived another 400 years. I think he lived tough, as in short, not for Tisha, like the Bnei Yafas Toyer of David, but Tishim, like Rav lived 90 years. That was Rabbi Yitzchak Isaac Halevi's cheshbon when he did the math. It was Tishim Shonim. He lived another 90 years. But this is the punchline. is a punchline. Here's the punchline. He said, if that's the case, this is an inyana d'yoma, they got a punchline soon. So he says, everything's in Yad HaDiyayimah soon. No, but this is very soon. The Bagalov is Mankarev in Yad HaDiyayimah. See, he says, I'll tell you the punchline. Because if Preda didn't really live another 400 years, all he lived was tough, as in Tishim years. Yesh Leimah, that when he sat with his Talmud every day and used to teach him, he wasn't teaching him 400 times either. You know what he was teaching him? He was teaching him 90 times. That's what he was teaching him. It's the same tough. It's the same Tishim. He says, Oy Bazoi, we could solve another riddle. You know, everyone knows the halacha. That once you start saying Mashavu Ruachu Mayur Dageshem, or you start saying Mayur Datal, so what's the halacha? You have a suffix. You daven Shmoneh Esrei, you don't remember if you said Mashavu Ruachu Mayur Dageshem, Mayur Datal, you didn't say anything, right? So you don't know if you said Mashavu Ruachu Mayur Dageshem. So it's Yerushalmi, and it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch. The halacha is 30 days, so then we assume that you did what you used to be doing. Once 30 days pass, then you're good to go. Stating that, it's Machlekes Rishonim, the Maram and Rutenberg and Rabbeinu Peretz. This comes up when you learn Bava Kamma, it comes up when you learn Cheskes Abadim, it touches on a lot of alumnus and super alumnus. That said, the Maram and Rutenberg, that if the halacha is that once 30 days pass, we assume for sure you said the right thing, you said Mashbruch Mayr Dageshin, or you said Mayr Datal, he says, Oy Bazoi, if that's the case, he says, I want to say a Chiddush. That if a person doesn't want to get involved in these fakers, and he doesn't want to have this lachatz, he did say Mashav Ruach. He didn't say Mashav Ruach. So this is what you should do. What you should do is say Mashav Ruach Mayur Dageshem 90 times. And he said, if you're going to say Mashav Ruach 90 times, really his lashon is, say it as many times as you would say it during a 30-day period. And he says, if you're going to do that, it's going to be Nechshav. And he said, what's the methodology? Because you find by Yashar Amud, Richek Negi Chosav Chayiv, Kiriv Lekoshke. So the Maram Rotenberg said the same thing over here. If over 30 days you can establish a chazaka that you said the right thing. So if you do it in one day, Lekoshke. So he said 90 times is going to be good. Said Reuven Margolis, who ever heard of 90? Where's that a number? 90 times? What's 90 times? He says, you know what? The Makar is Rapreda. That was the Makar. Because Rapreda used to teach him 90 times. And from 90 times, I raised Kukum and Zikaran. That's when he chapped it. He didn't chap it until 90 times. He said, this is a Makar Nemon to the Chiddush of the Marat in Rutenberg that's brought down in Shulchan Aruch. In Ilchas Tvil and Sin and Kuf Yodalit. Either way, it's a Chiddush Neira. Dvarim the Fly in Adlamayin. And again, a Chiddush Neira. Reuven Margolis says it wasn't 400. It was tough. Tough and short wasn't fetisha, it was fetishim. He lived another 90 times. He used to teach his Talmud 90 times. And what we get is a Bederech Agav, an incredible punchline. And that is that this is a makar to the Shita of the Maram and Rutenberg. Talk about the rest of the story. This is a makar to the Maram and Rutenberg, who the Maram and Rutenberg said that if a person says Masha Baruach or Meri Datal, whatever it is, 90 times in one day, in one sitting, that loch is, if he has a suffix later, he's not going to have to be worried anymore. But just to end with one ha'ara, and that is the Chassam Sofer in a tshuva. And this tshuva's Chassam Sofer is in Eirach Chaim, it's tshuva chaf. So the Chassam Sofer discusses this sheet of the Maram and Rutenberg, that if a person, 30 days pass, and you have a suffix, whether or not you said Mashav Ruach or Mayur Datal, so halach is, then you don't go back. You assume that you probably got it right. Within 30 days, said Maram Rutenberg, based on that, just say the amount of times you have to say within 30 days, and you're going to be good to go. And based on that, the Mechaber paskins this halach, in B'yoyim Rishon Shal Pesach, Oymer Birchasat Gibar Ad Mayur Datal Tishim Pamim, Keneged Shloishim Yoyim, Yishon Ve'elach, and Einu Zoych, and Hisker Geshem, Hareu Becheskes Shalei Hisker Geshem, Ve'einu Tzorech Lachser. The halach is, you're not going to have to go back. Says the Chassam Sofer, he asks Rabbi Ruvim Margolis says Kasha. It says 90 times. What's 90? I never heard of 90. What kind of number is 90 times? Where do you find it? So said the Chassam Sofer, I'm going to tell you what I think was really going on. He says, the makar to this halacha is a Yerushalmi. And the Yerushalmi was discussing Mayur Datal. And Yesh Loimar, the Yerushalmi was discussing Mayur Datal for the Bnei Chutz La'aretz. Says the Chassam Sofer, how many times do you say Mayur Datal over a 30-day period? Over a 30-day period, or the first 30 days from when you start saying Mayur Datal? Said the Chassam Sofer, it's not 90. So when do you start saying Mayur Datal? The first day Pesach. But which tefillah the first day Pesach? It's the first day Pesach Musaf. That's when you start. Which means, if you would assume that there's three Shmoneh Esreis a day, 3 times 30 is 90, minus Shachris and Myra from the night before, what you really have is 88. Stating that, you have 8 days Yontif. So the 8 days Yontif are another 8 Musafen. So it's 88 plus 8, which is 96. In addition to that, there's three Shabbosim.
three Shabbosim that you can have during those 30 days, because one of the Shabbosim are going to overlap with Pesach, so it's going to be three additional Shabbosim, the three Shabbosim is going to be 99. You also have 2 days Rosh Chodesh. And Rosh Chodesh, Chodesh is 2 days. And the 2 days Rosh Chodesh Iyar is always going to be another two Musafin. You know how many times you say Mashav Aruach Umarid Hageshem during those 30 days? 101 times. Says the Chassam Sofer, that's the Pshat. He says, you want to know what the Cheshbon is? It's not 90. It's not 90. It was 101. And that has a Makar Nemon. That's the Gemara Masech Chagiga in a doyna misha shoyna pirkei meya pamim le misha shoyna pirkei meya pamim the echad. Baal Shem Tov used to say, "Ein Adam Misha Shaina Pirka Meya Pamim." A person learns 100 times to a person that learns Meya Pamim of a Ve'echad, a Fashtei, that when he learns, he's being mistabik to Echad, to Hashem Echad, to the Eibishter. But either way, so said the Chassam Sofer, that's the Cheshbon. The Cheshbon was 101. By the way, this Chassam Sofer made it into the Mishnah Berurah. On this halach in Ilchas Tefillin and Siman Kuf Yudalei, so the Mechaber says, if you want 90 times and Mikan Beilich, you don't have to worry. Says the Mishnah Berurah, but Shuvas Chassam Sofer Chelak Arichaim Siman Chav Meiro. Says, I don't have the plates to go connect the Shulchan Aruch, but if you ask me the Katchila, he says, I used to tell people used to ask me what I think, and I used to tell them 101 times. This is the rest of the story. This is how we came up with 101 times. But either way, this is all because Chassam Sofer said, I don't have a Makar to 90. Where's 90? 101. Up a Makar, the Ga'inus of the Chassam Sofer, where he found 101, but it's all kavayt on no makar. Reuven Margolis had a makar. His makar was that it wasn't 400, it was really tough. And the truth is, the Chassam Sofer is l'shitasei. I mean, this is just the Ravcha de Milsa, but the Halakha Chassam Sofer said that the word Mishnah is Mem Shene. And he said, because you find many times in Gemara that Amiram used to hear a Mishnah and they used to chazer it 400 times, 40 times. Gemara says 40 times, they do it again and again and again, right? Ad Manach Bekise, until they mamish felt it as if it was in their kiss, right? It was mamish commander Manach Bekise Dami. And he says, Talmud is tough limud. So Mishnah, you're supposed to chazer Mem times, as you find throughout Shas, and then there's an idea of Talmud is supposed to be tough. It's supposed to be 400 times. What's the Makar to 400? He says, Repreida. But either way, the Chassam Sofer had the Girsa of tough, which was 400, and as a result, he had no Makar to 90. So said the Chassam Sofer, what's this Maram in Rutenberg, 90 times? What 90 have to do with anything? There, it's not 90, it's 101, and that's what the Mishnah Berurah brings. You're supposed to do it 101 times, but Reuven Margolis said that maybe it wasn't 400. Maybe the tough was supposed to have a little shtrechel on top. And really, it's supposed to be short for Tishim. If it's short for Tishim, in addition to answering and explaining this enigma that was Repreda, but at the same time, we have an added benefit. We now have a Makar Neman to the Maram in Rutenberg that there's a skula in chazering something 90 times that even someone where it's very hard for him to chapit. But after Tishin Pamim, after Timim Pamim, even this Talmud or Apreda was able to understand the learning. So the first Ta'ara is the Gemara said, Amar Rav, lo ivri alma elo la'achav ben Omri ulu Rav Chanina ben Doisa. Rav said the world was created either for Tzadikim Gemurim or for Rishaim Gemurim. The Beinoni doesn't really fit in. It's for the Tzadik Gomer, yes, Olam Haba, it's not Shaykh. The Rosh Gomer, Olam Hazeh, this is for him. But the Beinoni, and Rab gave examples. An example of a Rosh Gomer is Achav ben Omri. An example of a Tzadik Gomer is Rab Chanina Mendoza. I was thinking that it could be this memra of Rab, which is not so well known, tucked away here in a classic daf, in Masechtas Brachos, daf Samach Aleph Amud Beis, is perhaps L'shitasoi, there's something else that Rab said that's a little bit more well known. And that is a Gemara in Masechtas Sanhedrin. It's in Perek Chelek. Daf Tzadik Ches Amud Beis. The Gemara over there says, Amar Rav, lo ivri alma elo l'David. The world was created for David HaMelech. Shmuel Amar Shmuel said, not for David HaMelech, but rather the world was created l'Moshe. Zok Rashi. Rav says, lo ivri alma elo l'David. Shmuel says l'Moshe. Right? Rav and Shmuel always argued. We always say this. That whenever Rav and Shmuel are saying the same thing, it's news. Rav and Shmuel d'amri travayu. Because usually, if Rav said one thing, Shmuel said the other thing. And here too, who was the purpose? Who was the tachlis of creation? Rav said, I think it was David HaMelech. Shmuel says, no. I think it was Moshe Rabbeinu. Says Rashi, Rav said, David, b'schus David, shayo osed loymer kamash yiris v'sashbachis. Why David? Because Rav felt that the ikar of Bria Sa'il was David HaMelech. David HaMelech's avoida was tefillah, shiris v'sashbachis, Yerushalayim. That's David. And that's the tachlis. Shmuel said Moshe. B'shul Moshe shayo asud lekabel es haTorah. It's mavur that Rav felt the ikur of Brias Olam is David Shiros v'sishbachos. Shmuel held the ikur of Brias Olam was Moshe. Moshe that was also the Kabbalah Satorah. I saw Rav Ruvi Margolis in the Margolis Sayam on this Gemara. He's mitzayin another Gemara. A Gemara mesach the soita daf yiralof amid beis. The Gemara says vayaslahem batim. It's referring to Shifra and Pua, the Mialdois, for the mesiris nefesh that they had after Pari made the gzera that all the boys have to be thrown into the yard. They were mesir nefesh and Chazal said they were rewarded. What was the reward? It's a pasuk. Vayaslahem batim. The Gemara says in soita yiralof amid beis. Rav and Shmuel. There was Machlek is Rav and Shmuel. What these batim were. Chad Amar once said Batei Kuhuna Levia. It's referring to the Batei Kuhuna and the Batei Levia. Chad Amar, and the other one said Batei Malchus. But in the Gemara, it's not clear who said what. It says Rav Ruvim Margolis, Lule Demistafina. I would say that even though in the Gemara in Soiti Yeralef Amibes, it's not clear who said what. But I think this Gemara here in Perek Chelik, that Tzadik Ches Amibes, is maybe a Giloy. Rav said, Lo Yivri Alma, David. If Rav felt that the Iker of Brias Olam is David, as if to say David is more than Moshe, then it makes sense that he held what was the Matana, Vayasla and Batim was Batim Malchus. Whereas Shmuel that said, so that's Batim Kuna Velevia. Moshe Rabbeinu came from Shevet Levi. So then it would be Batim Kuna Velevia. But either way, he said, even though in that Gemara it's Chadom and Chadom, we don't know who said what, but maybe this Gemara over here is a Giloy. And we've mentioned in the past that there's many Gemaras. Earlier in the Daf, we spoke about the Gemaras where you see Rav Madrega of his Milas Hashtika, but you find Rav with Tefillah as well. There's so many Gemaras. The Asorimil, the Chasidus of Rav, the 10th one that the Chidah brings in his Pesach Inayim and then the Masechtas Menachos, which comes from Rashi Sefer Apar. This was the Rav had a beautiful voice. He used to always daven for the Yomid. He would say, Kabbalah Hashem Mehoincha, Al Tikri Mehoincha, Ella Megroincha. Rav was the author of many, many Tefillahs. Beschus Tefillahs Rav, the Magid Talumah. So a lot of the Tefillahs that we have trace itself back to Rav. Rav is always Tefillah. This is Rav Lishitasa. This is like Ivri Alma Ella Ledavid. What did Rav say in our Gemara right here? Brachas Daf Samach Alam Days that the world was created for the Rishon Gemur and the Tzadikim Gemur. Who's the Rosh Gemur? That's Achav ben Omri. Who's the Tzadik Gemur? Reb Chanina ben Doiser. Reb Chanina ben Doiser, it's an interesting choice. Why Reb Chanina ben Doiser? Why Reb Eliezer Gadol? Why Reb Yakiva? When Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, what was unique about Rabbi Chanina ben Doisa? We learned the Gemara. And Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Beis. The Gemara says Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai's son wasn't well. And Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai went to Rabbi Chanina ben Doisa's Talmud and said, Daven for my son. So his wife heard about it. So Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai's wife said, I understand. You're going to your Talmud. What is he greater? He's not greater than me. But he's Doimel Le'Eved Lefnei HaMelech. I'm a Sar Lefnei HaMelech. We spoke out from the Goyen that Eved Lefnei HaMelech is, that's Adamuda Tfilo. It's Damuda Avoid. The Sar Lefnei HaMelech, that's Damuda Torah. The Goyen in S. But regardless, Rabbi Chanina ben Doisa was the dmus. He was the dmus of the Eved Lefnei HaMelech. He's the dmus of Shirois V'Sishbachos. He was the David HaMelech of his dar. It's Rav Lishitasai. Rav who said in Perek Chelik, like Ivri Alma Ela LeDavid Lishitasai, Rav said like Ivri Alma Ela LeRabbi Chanina ben Doisa.